listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting set for the fifth game in this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. Now, it was a little soggy last night, and that did take away Bowie's chances at a potential comeback, but it's nice and sunny today, and we're set up for a good day of ball as Bowie will continue this set. It was a tough opening against right-hander Chance Kirby last night for Bowie, but they were starting to crack through just a little, got some base runners late before the rain came, and Bowie did get under a handful of pitches. They got a couple of deep flyouts into the outfield, but just didn't get enough muscle to finally push them out. And unfortunately, it's going to be tough for them today to try and hit it out. Adam Wolf, today's Erie starter, has not allowed a home run this season. Meanwhile, it's been such a powerful series for Erie. Another three home run game last night, including four from top slugger Carey Carpenter. They will obviously be looking for more today against Ryan Watson for the Bay Sox. Getting ready for today's game, Erie comes in for game number 44 on the year, a 25-18 record, a four-game winning streak. They're 8-2 over their last 10 and 12-10 when playing on the road. The Bay Sox coming in for game number 42 of the season, a 14-27 mark and a six-game losing streak. The Bay Sox, unfortunately, have lost 13 of their last 14 games. Bowie is only 1-9 over their last 10 and 9-15 when playing in front of the home crowds here at Prince George's Stadium. Erie on the season is only one game out of first place in the Southwest Division. They're in second overall, trailing just the Akron Rubber Ducks, who are 26-17, but Erie did gain a game last night with a win and an Akron loss. The Bay Sox are 11 games out of first place. They are in sixth overall out of the six teams in the Southwest Division. And the next closest team to them is the Harrisburg Senators, who are 7.5 games out in fifth. That means Bowie is 3.5 games behind Harrisburg, but both teams are now on six-game losing skids. Remember, Bowie and Harrisburg will face off this time in about a week and a half after Bowie starts their upcoming road trip against both Altoona and the Senators. Your starting pitching matchup for tonight's game, it'll be Adam Wolf versus Ryan Watson, left-hander on right-hander. Now, Wolf, a 3-1 record and a 2-1-2 ERA. That's a really great impression in his first Double-A season. Fourth-round pick out of Louisville has not allowed more than two runs in any of his outings this year, but the slight issues with him have really just been on distance. He's only made it into the fifth inning in three of his seven outings this year, and he's never made it into the sixth. He averages slightly over 17 pitches per inning pitched this season, so he will be out there for quite a while, and that's something that Bowie has done a lot this year, is drive pitchers into the ground and just work through some very, very long innings. But I said it before, he's not allowed a home run. That ground ball to fly ball ratio leans a little heavy toward the ground balls. The Bay Sox wait for the best possible pitch or try to drive in runs the old-fashioned way, see if they draw their walks, and maybe pick up some key ground ball base hits to push ahead in this one and break the six-game skid. On the other end, it's Ryan Watson going for Bowie, a 2-1 record and a 3.34 ERA. 32 and a third innings of work for him, 37 strikeouts, 6 walks, and he respectably rebounded for his second start against Hartford on Sunday. Remember, he bookended that series. He tossed 4 2/3 innings, didn't walk anyone, and struck out 5, but the home run has been the blemish for Ryan Watson. He's allowed at least one in 4 consecutive outings, and that was what got both runs across for Hartford the last time that Watson took the mound. I think if he just keeps that changeup of his tight on the inside edge of the zone, especially against right-handers, then he should be in line for a good day today. Bowie will hope for at least 5 innings out of him. Fortunately, with the rainout yesterday, they didn't need to use a single reliever, even though they did end up losing 5-0. But I made mention of it, Adam. It's the home run that has troubled Ryan Watson a little bit lately, and that's what's troubled pretty much all of Bowie in this series.
Yeah,
you need to
be
careful.
It's been stunning. Bowie homered 13-1 of this series, and Erie, you know, in their first four wins here, has outscored the Bay Sox stunningly 35-6. I mean, that is a staggering total, but you know, a lot in this game of baseball is about putting runners on base. Wolf has really good numbers, the Erie starter, when you just look at his ERA, but he's also a pitcher that has a 1.52 whip. That's a lot of base runners. And if the Bay Sox can kind of break out tonight, you know, get some guys on, they have a very talented lineup. A lot of what we've talked about in this series is about Bowie struggling pitching, but the reality is, You know, the Bay Sox have scored 6 runs in 4 games. They've got to break out offensively, and it would be so big to get ahead early. Let's see if the Bay Sox can score first tonight. I think that would be enormous in trying to break what has been such a tough stretch here.
Well, it's already been a very fun day at Prince George's Stadium to start. It was the return of the 1K beer run in pregame. And tell us a little bit about that and some of the upcoming promotions at Prince George's Stadium and some other initiatives that the Bay Sox are going to be involved with. It's the Promotions and Marketing Coordinator for the Bowie Bay Sox. Danny Fox is our guest next. You'll hear from her after this on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, it may be on Sunday, May 29th, but get ready for the Bay Sox first Catter Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's heard of Bark in the Park, but now you can bring your kitty out for a relaxing afternoon of ball. And if you get here early enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catter Day t-shirt, courtesy of the City of Bowie. You can get your tickets now for the first ever Catter Day at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting ready for Game 5 in this 6-game series between the Erie Seawolves and the Bowie Bay Sox. We're once again joined by Promotions and Marketing Coordinator for the Bay Sox, Danny Fox, and she's here to just stop by and tell us a handful of the great things coming up to Prince George's Stadium over the next couple. T-shirt giveaway, I believe it's a team first in allowing kitty cats into the ballpark, and then another event brought on by Major League Baseball, the official skills competition of Major League Baseball, the pitch, hit, and run. But most importantly, Danny, as we get ready to preview today's game between Bowie and Erie, there is an event that should be going on in a couple of minutes, and that is the 1K beer run. Now, it's the first time that this has been out on the field since 2019. For those that may be unfamiliar, just kind of walk us through it.
Yeah, so if you take 3 laps around our field, you get to 1K. So basically how this event's going to be set up is you chug a beer, you run a lap, you chug another beer, you run another lap, you chug a beer, and then you run a lap. So the winner at the end of lap 3 will be our 1K beer run champion. And these tickets, they are no longer on sale, but they came with the 3 beer vouchers and then a box seat. So for next year, keep this event in mind. We are going to have a pretty good turnout with it this year. We're pretty pleased, but it's definitely a fun one to watch and be a part of.
And the winner gets to throw out a first pitch too,
don't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, you and I, we've both ran the track at our own separate times just for light cardio, especially now that the weather is finally warmed up again. What would you say your time would probably be?
Oh,
I would give myself probably about 15 minutes.
See, I think I might be giving myself for 3 laps. I might do 12.
What is 1K to a simple mile? Because I average about a. It's
1K is less than a mile.
Yeah, it's okay. So it's just a little bit over. Well, a little bit under 2/3 of a mile. So,
yeah.
I'm probably overestimating. I'd say I could probably get it done in around 10 minutes then. Yeah.
Yeah, so my normal mile time is about 9, but the problem is The beer?
Well, yeah, the beer might hold you down.
That would definitely slow me down.
But that's going on today, and as you already mentioned, there's not much of a chance for fans to join in on the festivities at this point, but something that they will have a chance to join in on, event tomorrow, the first Catter Day in team history. It's presented by the City of Bowie. The first 500 fans through the gates will get a specialty T-shirt. And just how excited are you, Denny, to see some of the Cats roaming the concourse, maybe on leashes or in the carriers?
I'm so excited, and it's so funny because we're getting so many people think that this is a joke.
Nope.
This is real life.
Yep.
You are allowed to bring your cat to the ballpark on a leash or in a carrier, and with up-to-date rabies shots and everything, and you can hang out at the ballpark with your cat.
It's the same as the Barks in the Parks, mm-hmm, and the Wolf Wednesdays of the world. It's just being fully accommodating to proper pet owners. My only request: I'm allergic. Don't bring them in the press box. That's all I have to ask for. I love cats. They're adorable, and the fact that they're the more chill of the two main pets out of cats and dogs is something that I would really take for granted if I had one. But it's just my nose doesn't let me have it. But that T-shirt giveaway, tell us a little bit more about that. It's the first 500 fans,
yep,
13
so
and plus.
First 500 fans, 13 and up, will get the Catter Day shirt, and there's a little cat on the front doing a little stretch, and on the back it says 9 lives.
Yep.
So it's super fun. It's so far we've heard really good things about the shirt. Everyone loves it and everyone wants one. The whole team wants it.
the entire Bay Sox roster has put in requests and itemized with specific sizes for the players. They are very excited about this T-shirt giveaway. Again, that's going to be tomorrow, Sunday, May 29th at 1 o'clock, which means the gates will open at 12 o'clock here at Prince George's Stadium if you want to be one of the first 500 fans, again, ages 13 and up, to pick up the free Catter Day T-shirt presented by the City of Bowie. And then one last thing before we let you go, Danny Fox with us, the promotions marketing coordinator for the Bay Sox, the pitch hit and run competition, brought to you by Major League Baseball. It's coming up a little bit later, about a week and a half into June, and I think it's taking place at Bowie State University, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us what you know about that, Danny.
Yeah, so June 11th at Bowie State, we are having the pitch hit and run, and this is a part of Major League Baseball's Play Ball Weekend. So every Major League team and their minor league affiliates are doing something either that Friday, Saturday, or Sunday to get involved in their community. And a lot of the teams are home, so they're doing something at their park. Unfortunately, we're away, and we have a different event going on here. So we partnered up with Bowie State University, which is just 10 minutes down the road, to create a partnership with them. And we will be using their football field and softball field for the pitch, hit, and run. And we're doing two baseball sessions and one softball session. So the first baseball session is 9 a.m. to 12. Then the second baseball session is 2:30 to 5. And then the softball is 12:30 to 2, so that one's a little shorter, but registration ends for that on June 8th, so you do have to be pre-registered for this event. So if you're interested in coming out, it's going to be a super fun day. It is exactly what it sounds. There's a pitching portion, a hitting portion, and a running portion. And what's cool about this event is because we're doing it through the MLB Play Ball Weekend, the winner of our event automatically qualifies for the next level in the pitch, hit, and run competition.
Oh,
because
wonderful.
This skills competition is a nationwide thing, and there's, you know, regionals and states and then a whole national day. So whoever is our overall winner will actually get to move on to the next level, which is really cool.
Well, it's an easy way for the teams to pick out the future stars of the Baltimore Orioles. So again, that's the pitch, hit, and run. It's taking place at Bowie State University. Again, Saturday, June 11th is the day it's happening, and you need to register by June 8th. So if you head to baysox.com right now, you can find the registration link on the news panel and go from there. Our thanks to Danny Fox, the promotions and marketing coordinator for the Bowie Bay Sox, into what you can expect over the next couple of days here at Prince George's Stadium. We're going to step aside right now. When we come back, we'll look around the Eastern League, maybe get you the starting lineups, and we'll bring you First Pitch and all the play-by-play. It's Bowie and Erie in just a little bit. You're listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. This is Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Well, it is a beautiful day for baseball here on this Saturday evening, and we're so happy to have you with us as the Bay Sox try to break out of what has been an elongated, tough stretch tonight. As we take a look, though, around what happened last night in this Eastern League. Of course, it was a rain-shortened ball game, just a six-inning contest. Erie defeating Bowie 5-0. They hit three homers in the contest. And with it, Chase Kirby now 4-1, the victor. And Garrett Stallings, who threw well other than the long ball against, falling to 2-3 on the year. Elsewhere in the league, Somerset, the Yankees affiliate, was a 3-2 victor over Portland. It was Hartford beating Richmond 7-3, Binghamton over Reading 6-4. It was Altoona defeating Harrisburg 5-1, and New Hampshire beating Akron 6-3. Somerset leads the Northeast by a half game over Hartford. Akron leads the Southwest by one over Erie, and of course Erie in town today. We take one more break, starting lineups and tonight's first pitch right after this on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's Game 5 of this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis and Adam Pohl with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Ryan Watson warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Seawolves that he'll face looks like this. Leading off, it's the designated hitter, Dylan Rosa, followed by Andrew Navagato at shortstop, batting second. Kerry Carpenter in left field bats third. Andre Lipsy is at third base, bats fourth. Quincy Naporti is the first baseman, batting fifth. Parker Meadows in center field, bats sixth. Luis Carpio at second base, bats seventh. Daniel Cabrera in right field, eighth. And Chris Rabago is the catcher today, batting ninth. The Seawolves are the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. They're managed by Gabe Alvarez, assisted by John Murray and Dan Reichabal, Ollie Cady, Andres Rodriguez, and Alex Oleskowitz. Chris Vick is the athletic trainer. The Seawolves are 25-18 on the season, a four-game winning streak, 8-2 over their last 10, and 12-10 on the road. They're in second place overall in the Southwest Division, only one game out of first, trailing just the Akron Rubber Ducks. For that lineup for Erie, you've got Dylan Rosa, Andrew Navagato, Kerry Carpenter, Andre Lipsy is Quincy Naporti, Parker Meadows, Luis Carpio, Daniel Cabrera, and Chris Rabago, all to face off against right-hander Ryan Watson on the mound. Prince George's Stadium looking beautiful this evening, 309 feet down the line to both left and right field. Erie has been feasting on those ballpark dimensions so far this series. They've hit 13 home runs over the first four games. It's 405 feet to straightaway center field. Not too much wind to be spoken of today. The tarp came off the field early this morning after the shortened game last night from late rains. But fortunately, we're looking at a very good day for baseball as Dylan Rosa prepares to step into the batter's box to face off against Ryan Watson. Bit of shadows pushing across the small sliver of foul ground behind home plate, and then a little bit in the left field corner, but the rest of the field basked in sunlight as we prepare for what should be a great day of Bay Sox baseball here in front of a good crowd at Prince George's Stadium. Ryan Watson prepares to deal the first pitch. Right-hander winds and fires. It's on its way and swung on and missed inside for a strike. First pitch is at 6:37 p.m. on a 76-degree sunny day here at Prince George's Stadium. 0-1, the count starts on Dylan Rosa just in his seventh game with the Seawolves this season. Next pitch swung on and missed. 94-mile-an-hour fastball up and away, and it's nothing and two. In his six games with the Seawolves, Rosa is hitting .308 with a .994 OPS, two doubles, two homers, seven runs driven in. All seven runs have been on home runs. Here's the 0-2 pitch. In there, strike three. Got him with a fastball, painted on the upper outside corner, and Rosa is down looking to start. He hangs in the batter's box for quite some time, disagreeing with the call before finally departing. Defensive alignment for Bowie here in the top of the first inning. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Andrew Dashbach, Hudson Haskin, and Adam Hall. Gunnar Henderson at third base, Joey Ortiz at short, Cesar Prieto at second, J.D. Mundy at first, and Maverick Handlickson on the mound. In steps right-hander Andrew Navagato, first pitch home. Navagato watches a curveball called for strike just on the outside edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. Ryan Watson, a 6'5", 215-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Auburn, Alabama. Non-drafted free agent signed in the 2020 campaign, the 0-1. Knuckled out towards shallow right field and falling in for a base hit. Navagato, who goes the opposite way more often than any other position on the field, just got a good piece of that one to push it out to right for a one-out single. Now on to Kerry Carpenter, who has been torching the Bay Sox over the last couple of days. 345 average overall this season, and 1123 OPS in 39 games with 8 doubles, 15 home runs, and 34 runs driven in. Right-hander on left-hander as Watson prepares. Here's the first pitch. Misses away, a fastball at 95. Count opens up at 1-0. That's the first pitch out of the zone for Ryan Watson so far today. He comes into today's game with a 2-1 record and a 3.34 ERA and a 0.99 whip in 7 games, 5 starts. Remember, his first two appearances were piggybacking Garrett Stallings out of the bullpen. Here's the 1-0. Fouled off left side, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Carpenter
Currently riding what at the moment is an active 9-game hit streak, his second of the season, tied for the longest from any Seawolves batter this year. Runner at first, one away in a scoreless top of the first. Watson kicks and deals the 1-1, and it's fouled off again. Late charge at a fastball away, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. They play a little bit on the pull side for Carpenter. He does it nearly half the time, 49%, and it would be good for a double play. He's hit into just one this year, the 1-2. Fouled off, back to the screen. That fastball was up and in. Watson was trying to keep his eye. Carpenter's had some really good plate protection this season. When it gets this far into a plate appearance. A ball and two strikes as Watson comes set again, works on the extreme first base side of the rubber out of the stretch. Runner goes, the 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three, and a hesitation throw from Hanley goes wide into right center field. That allows Navigato to advance to third. Oh, that was a tough one for Hanley. My goodness, we have rarely seen that from him. It's his fourth error of the season, and it puts runner at third on Andrew Navigato's third stolen base of the year. Not sure if he didn't make the transfer properly enough or if as soon as he hopped up, he thought he wasn't going to get him, but there was just that extra little pump before the fire from Hanley, and that split second ruined the opportunity for him. Here's Andre Lipsius. First game in after taking yesterday off. First pitch home is a fastball called for strike on the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Umpiring crew for today's game, Gabe Alfonso is at third base, Dane Ponczak is the crew chief over at first, and Kevin Manzik is calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Runner at third, now two away here in the top of the first inning, a scoreless game. Watson fires the next to Lipsius, and it misses away a fastball at 94. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1. In there for a called strike. Change up just barely clipped the lower outside corner. And the count to 1-2. We've seen the zones be a little bit tight, especially shorter over the past 2 weeks. But right now the upper outside corner, well, pretty much everything on the outside edge against these right-handers are working for Watson. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a foul. Lifted over to the right side and out of play. Count holds on Lipsius. Watson holds ball behind back, rests the glove on the front thigh, and brings them set up behind the ear, drops it down to the waist. Holds and fires the 1-2. It's swung on and missed for strike three. Got him with a fastball middle up, and Watson collects three strikeouts in a scoreless top of the first. He strands a runner at third, and as we go to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium, it's Erie nothing, Bowie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
We're on to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. Ryan Watson pitching a scoreless frame to start. And now Adam Wolf will take over for the Erie Seawolves here in the home half of the frame. The starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off, it's the designated hitter, Jordan Westberg, followed by Gunnar Henderson at third base batting second. Hudson Haskin in center field bats third. Cesar Prieto at second base fourth. Joey Ortiz at shortstop bats fifth. Maverick Hanley, the catcher, sixth. J.D. Mundy at first base bats seventh. Andrew Dashbuck in left, eighth. And Adam Hall rounds out the lineup in right field, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, Hassan Billy Facto and Chandler Geller, Calvin Christensen video coordinator, Lindsey Birchfield athletic trainer. The Bay Sox are 14-27 on the season, a six-game losing streak, 1-9 over their last 10, and 1-12 over their last 13. Jordan Westberg will lead off, and the first pitch home is a curveball called strike on the inside edge from the southpaw Wolf. Count opens up at nothing and one. Bowie is 9-15 when playing in front of the home crowd here at Prince George's Stadium, coming off of a rain-shortened 5-0 loss last night, their second shutout loss of the season. Next pitch misses up and away to Westberg, and the count goes even at one. Westberg, a .232 average, .797 OPS in 40 games this year for Bowie, 11 doubles, 8 homers, 26 driven in, the 1-1. Bounced foul, third base side, and the count 1-2. Once more, that lineup for Bowie, you've got Westberg, Henderson, Haskin, Prieto, Ortiz, Hanley, Mundy, Dashbach, Hall, all to face off against Adam Wolf on the mound. Lefty has a red glove to go along with the red jerseys for Erie today. The 1-2, curveball checked on, down low. Westberg pulled back in time, and the count goes even at 2. He's hitting 4-for-13 in this series. He struck out 4 times and walked twice, has not driven in a run. Bay Sox haven't driven in too many runs in this series at all. The 2-2 pitch inside. Look out. That one brushed him off just a tad. Westberg didn't move the feet but got the torso out of the way. Count runs full here on this first batter of the inning. Westberg, a .333 average on full counts this season, a .1224 OPS. The payoff, swung on and missed for strike three. Change up too far inside. Westberg didn't have much of a chance. And that's how Adam Wolf starts his day on the mound, with a strikeout swinging. Defensive alignment for Erie here in the bottom of the first. Gary Carpenter, Parker Meadows, and Daniel Cabrera from left to right in the outfield. Andre Lipsius is at third base. Andrew Navagato at short. Luis Carpio at second, and Quincy Naporti is at first. Chris Rabago catches behind the plate for Adam Wolf on the mound. Here's Gunnar Henderson, lefty on lefty, and the first pitch misses down a changeup. Count starts out at 1-0. Adam Wolf, a 6-year-old left-hander from Norwalk, Ohio. Fires the 1-0 to Henderson, and it's called a strike. Breaking ball hits the bottom edge of the zone, middle of the plate, and the count evens at 1. Fifth-round draft selection back in 2018, he went to Louisville, fires the 1-1 in, and it misses down and away. Actually skips off the glove of the catcher, but nobody on base, so it doesn't matter. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike. On the season for Erie, Wolf has pitched well, a 3-1 mark with a 2-1-2 ERA. 29 2/3 innings, 35 Ks, 19 walks. Next pitch, up and inside. That one about chin high on a breaking offering, and the count goes to 3 balls and a strike on Henderson. It's been a little bit since Henderson drew his last walk. 4 whole plate appearances. I'm not even exaggerating. That's a lot for him. As the 3-1 comes inside, and he breaks that stretch with his leadoff walk here in the first. His league-leading 39th walk of the season. And now it turns to Hudson Haskin. Well, Gunnar had a very rare 0-for-2 day yesterday. The rain-shortened affair ruined his chances at potentially continuing what's been his second on-base streak of the season, or I should say what had been his second on-base streak of the season. The Bay Sox didn't even bat around the order twice in yesterday's 5-0 loss. Here's Hudson Haskin. First pitch misses up and away, a changeup, and the count starts out at 1-0. Haskin, a .270 average, .845 OPS in 36 games this year, 8 doubles, 6 homers, 19 runs driven in. Runner at first, 1 away here in a scoreless bottom of the first. Next pitch, Haskin thought about going after a high fastball. He was ready to lean, but pulled back, and it goes high. Count goes to 2-0. Haskin is usually one of the biggest candidates for Bowie this season to attack on either the first or second pitch, usually the first pitch. So already some early patience from him with a runner on base. Here's the 2-0. Called a strike, just barely hits the upper inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1, but that was a well-placed pitch by Adam Wolf. Now, he's had his troubles with distance this season. Wolf has only made it into the fifth inning 3 times this year, and he's never gone more than 5 innings in any of his outings. Grounds it foul, third base side, a good rip, but the count goes even at 2. But Wolf is coming off of 3 consecutive outings in which he was only able to go at best 4 innings. And that's just because he works through so many of these at-bats for so long, and that's where he's probably going to run into a lot of problems with Bowie today, because he's already up to 15 pitches with just one out recorded. Pickoff throw back to first, scuttling in safely. Henderson doesn't even slide. We'll wait on the 2-2 offering to Hudson Haskin. Wolf averages over 17 pitches per inning pitched this season. Bowie does not have a starting pitcher that's even hit that mark yet. Here's the 2-2. Haskin serves it out toward deep right center field. Meadows running back, feeling for the wall. It's gone! Hudson Haskin says goodbye! A two-run home run, and the Bay Sox take the lead here in the bottom of the first. .101 miles an hour off the bat for Huddy. 402 feet away from home plate for his seventh home run of the season. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the first time the Bay Sox have taken the lead first in this series. Here's Cesar Prieto. First pitch, called a strike on a fastball away. It's nothing and one. It is. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. So this might be where Bowie is finally going to turn the tides if they can get that power stroke back. Prieto back in today after taking yesterday off. His fourth double-A game, the 1-1 pitch, is fouled off a high fastball back to the screen. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. So far, he's just 2-for-13 in his double-A career. A double, has not driven in any runs just yet. As the 1-2 comes in, Prieto watches it down and away. Looked to be a sinker there, and the count goes even at. Bases empty, one away here in the bottom of the first inning. The 2-2 pitch to Prieto is ripped hard through the shift into right field. A single for the young left-hander, and the Bay Sox have back-to-back hits here in the first inning. That's hits in three of his four double-A games now for Cesar Prieto. And now here's Joey Ortiz. Well, the Bay Sox have actually made a couple of roster moves lately, not just the addition of Prieto, who was called up from High A Aberdeen at the start of this series. They recently finally added Chris Valamont. Waiver claim from the Twins organization, was playing with their AA affiliate, Wichita. First pitch to Joey Ortiz. Called a strike on a breaking ball upper inside corner, and it's nothing and one. Bowie also activated Cameron Bishop from the injured list. Michael Manticon, a catcher, transferred up from single-A Delmarva as the 0-1 pitch comes in, and Ortiz rolls it over slowly, third base side, but foul. Count to nothing and two. And then Cody Roberts transferred up to AAA Norfolk. They needed some catching depth. And Ryan Conroy, right-hander out of the pen, up to Norfolk as well. 0-2 count on Ortiz, who's batting .197 this season. Pitch home. Changeup misses down, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. 6-11 OPS in 36 games for Ortiz this season. Nine doubles, a triple, two homers, 18 runs driven in. Runner at first, one away. The 1-2 is lasered foul, third base side. That one hits off the tent of the party patio over the left field corner. So the count stays to ball and two strikes. But I said it, it's that pitch count for Adam Wolf that's been his trouble spot. He's already up to 25 pitches here in the first inning. It's still only one out recorded. Next pitch, Ortiz crushes it out to left field, sends Carpenter on the run. He looks up and it's gone! Joey Ortiz says goodbye! It's in his Bowie's second two-run shot here in the first. It's 4-0. .98 miles an hour off the bat for Ortiz. 392 feet away from home plate. He's up to 20 runs driven in this year. And now the Bay Sox are really cooking. It's going to lead to a mound visit from Dan Reichabal, the pitching coach for Erie, before Maverick Hanley gets a chance to step into the batter's box. He's been one of the hottest hitters for the Bay Sox over the last, I'd say, about 2 weeks. Fans Pest Now is a proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, and they provide pest control services for Prince George's Stadium, so that's how you know they're reliable. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, really anything from general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, anything. All pest control services, give them a call. Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or visit them online at pestnow.com. Well, with Wolf's pitch count getting up there, he's already at 26 pitches, given up two-run home runs, and only recorded one out. As you'd imagine, a right-hander is already up and moving in the bullpen for the Seawolves. That's Zach Houston. He's made 10 appearances for Erie this year, 0-1 with a 3.18 ERA. Lengthy mound visit, though, comes to a close as the pitching coach, Reichabal, crosses the foul line, and we wait for Maverick Hanley to get in the box and get things set. Hanley, a 205 average this season, a 651 OPS, 23 games played with three doubles, two homers, nine runs driven in. But you say, Matt, you just said he was one of the hottest hitters. Well, that's because he's hitting 286 here in the month of May. First pitch misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Hanley just wrapped up a four-game hit streak the other day. He was hit by a pitch in the fifth inning of yesterday's game and was robbed of an extra base hit by a great play in left field. Next pitch, curveball swung on and missed inside, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Bases empty, still only one out here in the bottom of the first inning. The Bay Sox have already jumped ahead 4-0. A breaking ball low. Hanley really trying to go fishing, but can't come up with anything for now as the count is a ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. They say he didn't go as the pitch was in the dirt and actually rolled past the catcher. That one probably could have been helpful if they did say Hanley went, because how slowly it was getting to the backstop, he would have had a good jump to first base. But it runs the count even at 2. No wind here at Prince George's Stadium, and the next pitch misses inside to run it full. Hanley this season on full counts is only 1-for-8, but he's only struck out 5 times and walked 6 times. Here's the payoff. Called strike 3 on the inside edge. Hanley was just about to start trotting up the line when he realized how much on the border that one was, so he doesn't get too upset about being rung up. That's the second strikeout for Adam Wolf, the first looking. Bay Sox in there are classic home white uniforms, black script Bay Sox on the front side, white pants, black cap, the Seawolves in their road reds with the white Seawolves on the front side in a curve, gray pants and a black hat, and it looks like Wolf is done. Out of the dugout, manager Gabe Alvarez, Wolf just stares him down while still footing the rubber, looks to be a little upset that after the strikeout he's still being lifted, but he's already at 32 pitches, not much you can do about that. So a new hurler will come in as the Bay Sox chase Erie's starter in the first inning. They lead 4-0, and we'll tell you about Zach Houston in just a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox Care Team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Still here in the bottom of the first inning as Erie is already forced to make a pitching change. The Bay Sox tagged left-hander Adam Wolf for 4 runs on just 3 hits, including 2 massive home runs, one by Hudson Haskin, one by Joey Ortiz. Wolf had come into today's game over 29 and two-thirds innings and had not allowed a single home run all year. The Bay Sox tag him for a pair and knock him out after just 2 outs recorded. Full line, final line, two-thirds of an inning, three hits and four runs all earned. He struck out two, walked one, and gave up the two homers. Makes way for right-hander Zach Houston. Houston faces off against lefty J.D. Mundy here with bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the first. First pitch, and Mundy watches wide a fastball. It's 1-0 to open. Zach Houston, a 6'5", 240-pound, 27-year-old right-hander from Poplarville, Mississippi. 11th round draft pick in 2016 from Mississippi State. Fires the next to J.D. Mundy, and it misses high. Count goes to 2-0. On the season for Erie, Houston has made 10 appearances, gone 0-1 with a 3.18 ERA, 11 and a third innings. He struck out 23, walked 7, has not allowed a homer. The 2-0 pitch, Mundy swings through a high fastball. Count goes to 2-1. J.D. Mundy, a 2.22 average this season, 6.27 OPS. Six doubles, no triples, two homers, 12 runs driven in 28 games played for the lefty. Mundy swings through another high fastball, and the count goes even at two. Houston appeared late at the start of this series, came in for a scoreless ninth inning. Did give up a couple of early base runners, including a hit by pitch and a single, but then struck out three to polish off Erie's 7-1 victory. Next pitch to Mundy, misses inside, and the count fills. Mundy on the season, 2 for 11 on full count, 6 strikeouts, 3 walks. Bases empty, 2 away here as Bowie leads 4-0. Houston trying to put down the only batter he wants to face in this first. The 3-2 swung on and flared out toward left, but right on the nose to Carey Carpenter. He does come into a bit of a squat to pull it down, but he makes the catch regardless. The inning is over, but not before Bowie puts on a wallop. A pair of two-run home runs, one from Hudson Haskin, one from Joey Ortiz. And as we go to the second at Prince George's Stadium, it's Bowie 4, Erie nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions and fun at Prince George's Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by DCA Imaging Systems. It's our mother and son night out with special ticket packages available at BaySoxShop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA Campout. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your scout can camp out in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out more and get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, and get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at BaySox.com.
Second inning time here at Prince George's Stadium, a lengthy first that did last about a half hour, partly because of two big home runs by the Bowie Bay Sox, forcing an Erie Seawolves pitching change. As they lead 4-0, Ryan Watson is back to work. He faces Quincy Naporti to start, and the first pitch home to the right-hander is a changeup that misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Matt Sabata is with you from the ballpark in Bowie on a very lovely night here in the DMV. Some spotted clouds above, but plenty of blue skies and great sun, the 1-0. Inside again to Naporti, and the count goes to 2-0. 2.46 average this season for Quincy Naporti, an 8.10 OPS in 35 games played. He's got six doubles, nine homers, 27 runs driven in, does have a home run in this series. Watson takes his time before winding, kicking, and firing the 2-0. It's called a strike on a fastball bottom edge, and the count goes to 2-1. Well, I've said it plenty of times, that fastball for Ryan Watson, it's not overpowering, it's not super blazing, but he locates well and he pitches with good conviction, never gets rattled, the 2-1. Swinging a line drive shot, this one's probably gone. Oh goodness, Dashbach running back, he looks up and there it goes. That's the fifth consecutive game that Ryan Watson has allowed a home run in, his sixth overall allowed this season. Quincy Naporti's leadoff solo shot is his 10th of the year and cuts into the Bowie lead. It's 4-1. 103 miles an hour off the bat and 380 feet away from home plate for Naporti. He's now got 28 runs driven in this season. Well, you couldn't have expected just two home runs for Bowie to do everything. Erie, with that power that they've been bringing to the table, is bound to hit at least one, if not maybe two or three, over the course of this game. They've hit at least two in every game this series. Here's Barkas is wide, and the count starts out at 1-0. Meadows, a 200 average on the year, a 608 OPS, five doubles, no triples, two homers, 10 runs driven in 26 games. He watches the next pitch, called for a strike on a fastball that just nicks the upper outside corner, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. I said it's five consecutive games now for Ryan Watson in which he's allowed a home run. That's been really his only blemish, the 1-1. Ooh, that one just barely missed. A breaking ball misses down, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Bases empty, nobody out here in the top of the second inning. A 4-1 Bowie lead. The next pitch, checked on. Fastball misses too far outside, and the count goes to three balls and a strike here on Meadows. He's only drawn 10 walks this season in his 26 games played, 9.5 walk rate. Here's the 3-1. Called a strike, good fastball, hits the inside edge of the zone, and the count goes full. Meadows this season on full counts, only 1 for 10. Four strikeouts, but 8 walks. They play him hard to pull. Lefty does it 45% of the time as the payoff comes in, and it's swung on and pulled, but foul. Third base side, count stays. Now, Watson's ground ball to fly ball ratio has been evening out. He picked up plenty of ground balls early on, but now it's around a dead even one, specifically 1.03. That's almost negligible. Here's another payoff to Meadows, and it's popped up, foul ground, third base side. Hanley sheds the mask, but it's out of play. That one will touch down and hit off of a seat back. Count stays full as Meadows will stick around for an eighth pitch. Well, Bowie's pitching has really been influenced by the long ball lately. That home run by Naporti was the 61st home run given up by Bowie pitching this season, and that's the most in the Eastern League. Another 3-2 to Meadows. Swinging a flare out toward left. Ortiz reaches and makes the catch. Joey Ortiz, he's doing it. Full extension over the shoulder, and there's one gone. I'm going to star that one in the scorecard, put an exclamation point next to it. Got to make sure that we keep that one in the archives. So one away, here's Luis Carpio. Righty on righty, and the first pitch home. Carpio grounds it slowly to short this time. Much more routine for Ortiz. He gloves, fires to first. It pulls Mundy off the bag a little bit, but he got it there so fast, Mundy was able to apply the tag. 6-3 put out, and now all of a sudden two away after one pitch. Took eight pitches to retire Meadows. Carpio goes down on one, and now Watson can get back into a little bit of a groove. He's at 28 pitches so far through an inning and two-thirds. For comparison, Adam Wolf needed over 30 to even get two outs in the first inning. Here's Daniel Cabrera, left-hander. They play him to pull. First pitch home. Cabrera watches fastball hit the bottom edge of the zone at 95 miles an hour. Count starts out at nothing and one. Bowie ahead 4-1 here in the top of the second inning. A leadoff solo home run by Quincy Naporti, but the Bay Sox still having a good one as the 0-1 is flared up the third baseline, but foul. Touches down just in front of the mound of the Seawolves bullpen, and the count quickly nothing and two. And it was three strikeouts for Watson in the first inning. That was a lot of what we remembered from those first 2-3 outings for Ryan Watson the year when he retired the first 28 batters he saw on the year. The 0-2. Swinging a pop foul behind home plate and out. Count stays at nothing and two. But Watson on the season is pretty liable to get to at least five strikeouts in every single one of his starts. He had a stretch of four consecutive outings when he struck out six. Here's the 0-2. Fouled off again. That one a breaking ball inside, and the count stays. I was saying we might see that changeup in from Watson a lot today. maybe the second trip through the order, but he's been bringing it out at key moments, especially when he's looking to swing and miss stuff that he wants. Just a lot of fouls. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he got him there. That time with a fastball inside, and Watson picks up his fourth strikeout of the day. Lead-off home run by Quincy Napoorty starts out the second inning, but as we go to the bottom of the frame, the Bay Sox still lead. It's 4-1 Bowie. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbry, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
At Patient First, urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every Patient First has on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. Patient First, the name fits. Run as Bowie leads 4-1. 8-9-1 due up for the Bay Sox against reliever Zach Houston in his first full inning of relief. First pitch home to Dashbach is called a strike on an inside fastball. It's nothing and one. Houston faced only one batter in the bottom of the first after Adam Wolf needed north of 30 pitches just to collect two outs. 0-1 pitch on its way to Dashbach, and it's called a strike on a high fastball. Count goes to nothing and two. It's a 160 average for Dashbach this season, a 658 OPS in 32 games played, a double, five homers, 12 runs driven in. They play him a bit step to pull, 31% of the time, though. He takes a half swing here and just makes incidental contact, fouls it off. Count stays at nothing and two. Dashbach only 1-for-9 in this series after putting up an 0-for yesterday. But again, it was very tough for the Bay Sox to get much in terms of hits. They only collected two hits, and they didn't even get to bat around twice because the game was called after just five innings. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Dashbach goes chasing on an inside fastball, and he's down on strikes. That's the first strikeout for Zach Houston, third overall for Erie pitching. Dashbach has now struck out 56 times this season. His walk rate was increasing, but it's now been settling some. He still does have 23 overall in the year. Even while it is settling, he still is on a better pace to the numbers he put up last year. Here's Adam Hall. First pitch home, right-hander, takes it on the hand. Oh, that's a tough one. Drops the bat immediately and just circles the batting circle while flailing it about to kind of shake it out. One of the assistant athletic trainers is out to take a look, give him the grip test, but Hall will get the free pass to first base, even though he had to get it the hard way.
And of course, Hall has missed a lot of time already here, Matt, in the month of May, so you hate to see him in a spot like this. There's no doubt he's in a lot of discomfort right now as he's being tended to, and you just have to hope he's able to stay in this game and day out here.
Well, a problem for Bowie right now, the problem for them is that they did make one other roster move that I failed to mention in the last half inning, and that's Zach Watson being placed on the injured list, so he is not on the roster. If Hall needs to leave the game, Watson is not an available replacement. The only outfielder on roster right now is Christopher Cespedes.
right? You got Watson out. Fontana has been out. So the Bay Sox, very thin in outfielders. Dashmak playing in left field, which is a new look for him.
But Hall's at first base. He's staying in the game, and Jordan Westberg will step into the batter's box. First pitch home to the right-hander is a curveball that misses high, and the count starts out at 1-0. Westberg struck out swinging on a full count offering back in the first inning, but again, that was against a different pitcher. As we sit here in the bottom of the second, Bowie ahead 4-1. Here's the 1-0. Westberg swings down to a knee. Comes up empty on that fastball inside, and the count goes even at one.
Huge cut, and, you know, these are two Mississippi State products in Houston and Westberg going at it. I think he wanted to take the other Bulldog deep.
A little bit of an age gap, though, between the pair.
Yeah, they were not teammates.
The 1-1 is fired back to first base instead. We'll wait on the actual 1-1 to Westberg. Gunnar Henderson in the on-deck circle for Bowie. As Houston comes set and works down the middle of the rubber. Fires the 1-1, and Westberg takes it inside. Changeup runs the count to 2-2. Well, now Hall picked up his 7th stolen base of the season on just the second pitch of the first inning yesterday. Was not able to score, unfortunately, but we'll see if he tries to pick one up here against Chris Rabago, who's actually had a good arm behind the plate, the 2-1. Breaking ball misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, he might not need to if Houston still has his trouble finding the strike zone right now. As Westberg has a big opportunity now with a hitter's count. Runner at first, one away. Pitch home. Knuckled foul. It was in on the hands and gets behind the screen, home plate. Count goes full. Second plate appearance for Westberg, in which the count has gone full. Decent lead off of first for Hall. Let's see if he takes off. There he goes. The 3-2 is swung on and lifted out toward the right field corner. It's down, just foul. Oh, that one by mere inches. Would have been an extra base hit if it was just a little bit to the left. With Hall taking off on it and with it being to right field, I bet you he could have had a good chance at scoring.
Yeah, and it was so close. I was looking for chalk. I didn't see any chalk flying though, Matt. That was so close, maybe inches away.
So it keeps the count full. And at the moment, the Bay Sox are making Zach Houston work a little bit in his own right. He's only collected 2 outs and has now thrown 17 pitches. Most he's thrown in a game this season is just 39. See if Hall takes off again. He's off. Another 3-2 is fouled off back to the screen. Count holds on Westberg. This plate appearance will see an 8th pitch. Wind pushing in a little bit from left center. It's very light. Can't imagine it has much of an impact on anything. Some shadows pushing on to the third base corner and a little bit into the batting circle. But the rest of the infield covered in sun. Another payoff set to come. The pitch home is swung on and served into shallow center. Meadows ranges in, camps, and makes the catch. Hall stayed put on that one, and that turned out to be the right choice as he doesn't have to exert any energy running back to first base. Two gone.
Third baseman, Gunnar Henderson.
Now here's Gunnar Henderson. Drew a 3-1 walk in the first inning. That bumped him back up to that full strikeouts this season. Just outstanding plate awareness for the 20-year-old. Here's the first pitch. Takes a half swing on a high fastball. They appeal, and the base umpire says no, he didn't go around. 95 miles an hour, though, from Houston.
Yeah, his ability as well, Matt, as a hitter, makes pitchers pitch him a little bit more carefully, and he's so good at avoiding chasing pitches right around the corners.
They play him to pull. 47% of the time, he does it in the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Fastball upper inside corner, and the count goes even at one. Runner at first, now two away here in the bottom of the second. Bowie got the runner on a hit-by-pitch. Of course, we will be watching to see if Hall does stay in the game. He's the right fielder today. Here's the 1-1. Henderson watches a called strike on an inside changeup, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Houston already up to 22 pitches on just three outs recorded so far in his essentially emergency relief appearance. Hall takes off. The 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball, and there's no throw. That was a missed zone for Zach Houston. He was looking for a way, but the pitch was fired inside, and Chris Rabago had no chance of making that transfer.
Yeah, interesting, because it was a fastball, which is usually the best pitch in which to throw as a catcher. But like you said, Matt, it was so wide of the plate, Rabago couldn't get any, you know, body behind it to make that throw.
Eighth stolen base of the season for Hall. He's yet to be caught. And it's now a 2-2 count on Henderson, who's hitting .345 with runners in scoring position. The pitch home. Swinging a shot out towards center field. This one carrying. Meadows runs back. Looks up at the warning track. He reaches and pulls it down. Oh, that was a great read and a great play by Parker Meadows in center field, taking away an RBI extra base hit from Gunnar Henderson. The Bay Sox strand a runner, but they still lead 4-1. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Stadium. It's a 4-1 Bowie lead. We hand it off to Adam for the next few.
Thank you, Matt. Boy, how many times, Matt, in this series have we seen Erie make a clutch defensive play to rob Bowie of a run series?
At least four.
It's just something. And that was another one, an enormous catch. What would have been an RBI double off the bat of Gunnar Henderson. As here's Chris Rabago, right-handed hitting catch. And a fastball's up high, and the count 1-0. Though it's 9-1-2 in the order for Erie in the third. 4-1 Bowie leads on a beautiful night at Prince George's Stadium. As a ball lined right over the head of Watson, sharply into center, and the nine-hole hitter is aboard with a leadoff single here in the third inning. And let's see what Watson can do this second time through the order against what has been a very, very tough lineup in which to navigate. As the veteran Dylan Rosa, who has been at the AAA level, started the year in Toledo, now down here. Got 19 at-bats with the Mudhens this year. He stands in for the right side. He struck out looking his first time up. As from the stretch, here's the pitch. And a breaking ball lifted but foul straight back. Out of play, and the count is nothing and one. The second time and more through the order for Watson, it is something to watch because he has been a relief pitcher for the majority of his career. And one thing you see of relievers is that they're almost always just facing a hitter once. Pitch at another foul and a line right back towards the backstop. He went back after him with another hard breaking ball. Yeah, the count is nothing and two. For Ryan Watson, who's making his sixth start in eight outings this year. While last season in single A in the Orioles system, 18 of his 22 outings were in relief. The product of Auburn, he says. And now the 0-2 coming to Rosa. Swing and a miss, and he got him. He got him with a fastball. Boy, you love it. He gave him the Garrett Stallings treatment. He worked him backwards. He threw consecutive breaking balls to begin the at-bat. Looked like sliders. And then he went after him with a high heat, and it's a fifth strikeout already for one. Seventh out he's gotten in the game. And here is Andrew Navagato, right-handed hitting shortstop. And here's the pitch, and he takes just off the inside a fastball, ball one. Watson's got pretty good velocity. When you think about the Bay Sox starting pitchers, he's really one of, if not the hardest throwing starter the Bay Sox have right around it this year. 1-0 coming, and a lifted foul out of play right side. That was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. You know, last year it was a bit of an aberration in Bowie when two out of every five nights we were seeing D.L. Hall throw 99 and then Grayson Rodriguez throw 98. Watson's fastball, though, is in that 93 to 94 range. As now the 1-1, and it's a high heater taken at 93, and the count is two balls and a strike. Ryan had a spectacular April. He did not allow a run in that month. And it really says something about what the Orioles think of him that he's been elevated to the starting role. As a breaking ball cuts right across the plate for a called strike two. There have been so many really good relievers in Baltimore over the years that were starting pitchers when they were here at Double A Bowie. It's a long list. As Ryan Watson is ready, and he delivers. And there's a soft ground ball past the mound. Charging at second, Prieto only played a first, and he makes it. Out to second, Rabago, with now two down in the inning for the most dangerous hitter in the league right now, Kerry Carpenter. If you go back kind of to the last generation of Orioles baseball, think about guys like Jim Johnson, Chris Ray, Zach Britton. These, all of them were very, very good still in the big leagues. They were also all starting pitchers here at Double A Bowie. As here's the pitch to Kerry Carpenter. He delivers, and it's off the outside, ball one. And you know, right now in Baltimore, the man that won more games as a Bay Sox starter than almost anyone else, second ever in a season in wins, Keegan Aiken, is working in relief, and he's working beautifully with the Orioles. Pitch, and a reaching swing and a tapper foul right behind the plate. And the count is 1-1. Now, Ray Johnson and Britton ended up as closers, but Aiken right now is fit in masterfully in that long relief role. Ryan Watson has got the arm to be able to be in that position. No doubt about it. As now the 1-1 to Carpenter. And it's up and away through a fastball again. And it's two balls and a strike. The Bay Sox hit two run home runs in the first inning. And they lead 4-1, top of the third. Rabago does not run well, is at second. He will, though, be running with contact here. The 2-1 to Carpenter, and a fastball misses away, ball three. On deck is Andre Lipsius, and he's struggled a bit in this series. Now, this might be the intentional walk, if you will. Kind of staying away from Carpenter pitch, and it's off the outside, ball four. You're trying to get the hot hitter to chase a pitch that is right on the edge of the zone, hit a true pitcher's pitch. You're not going to challenge Carpenter right now. And now Two men are on here with two down, and here is Lipsius. Very patient hitter, percentage at .399. He's 2-for-15, though, in this series. A two on, two down, big spot in the early game. The pitch, swing and a lifted pop fly, got under it. Shallow right, Prieto's out. It's Adam Hall coming in, and Hall makes the catch. And with it, the inning is over. So the decision to work around Carpenter pays dividends. And we head to the bottom of the third inning. Erie's third pitcher of the day is coming in. 4-1, Bowie leads it on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get two free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation to Friday, July 1st.
Great to be back with you. First pitch here of the bottom of the third inning of Cold Strike. On the inside part of the plate here to the right-handed hitting Hudson Haske. Brendan White is the new pitcher, third of the day for Erie. He's a righty as Haske lifts a foul fly out of play to the right side. Oh, Haske got Bowie going with his two-run homer to right center field. And the last of the first inning, Haske and Ortiz homered. Ortiz will bat third of the inning. The pitch, and a breaking ball chopped to short towards the hole. In front of it, Navigado gloves, long throw, and he beats the hustling Haskin for the out. One retired. And now here is Cesar Prieto. Zach Houston worked an inning and a third scoreless. He hands the baton here to White. It's going to be quite a relay tonight for Erie. White has had a lot of success, though, this year. Pitch and a backdoor breaking ball strike to get ahead. White is 0-1 with a 1.89 ERA. This his 13th outing of the year. He's gone 19 innings as there's a liner towards the middle. Leaping Navigado to make the catch. A few feet in the outfield grass. He was shaded up the middle playing the pull. He didn't have to climb too many steps on the ladder. And Prieto retired quickly, two down. And here's a man that made a leaping catch of his own an inning ago from that shortstop position. Joey Ortiz, who hit his third homer of the year in the first. The pitch, and he swings through a fastball. Strike one. Bowie 4, Erie 1, bottom of the third inning. White is a guy that was a starter last year. As there's a foul and a line to the screen. He threw 101 innings working against Michigan. Now he had 26 outings and 18 of them were starts, averaging close to two innings per outing. Here is there's a comebacker, and right in front of the hill, White's got it, and he throws out Ortiz, and Bowie goes down quickly here in the third. On to the fourth inning we go. The Bay Sox lead the ball game 4-1. On the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Here to Prince George's Stadium. As the Bay Sox have a 4-1 lead. And here is Quincy Naporti, who homered his last time up, as Watson winds and throws. And it's down and away for ball one. Well, this is a part of this big time power part of the lineup here for Erie. Naporti hit the 14th Erie homer of this series. An incredible number earlier tonight as he takes a strike on the inside and the count 1-1. It was his second homer of the series. Naporti played his college baseball back at Florida State as a fastball is up high. A veteran ball player, though. He was actually a teammate of a former Orioles first-round draft choice at FSU as he lifts a high, soaring foul fly. Out of play to the right side, and the count is 2-2. DJ Stort, big part of the 2017 Bay Sox. Right now in AAA Norfolk, has been with the Orioles the last few years, was a college teammate with Naporti. As a breaking ball hits sharply on the ground, up the middle, it's a leadoff single to center. And it is a third consecutive inning now that the leadoff man has reached against Watson. Here's a trivia question. Who is the only Bay Sox player in 29 years to have both 20 or more home runs and 20 or more steals in a season? Many might not guess it was DJ Stort in Bowie's playoff season of 2017. As here's the pitch to Meadows, and a fastball misses away in the count 1-0. Erie has been so explosive offensively, you don't feel comfortable in this series even when you get out to a big early lead. And that's why Meadows' run saving play in the second was so big, as he takes a fast side corner at 94 miles an hour in the count 1-1. Meadows, it looked like a ball that might get out of here to center off the bat of Henderson, but he ranged back and made an incredible running catch on the warning track in front of the 405 sign. As a fastball misses away, and the count is now 2-1. And with that play, he obviously saved one run, but Henderson would have been at second with two down and a run in. Who knows how that would have proceeded further. Kept the game right here at 4-1 buoy. Here's the pitch. And a foul tip into the middle of the catcher, Hanley. And the count is 2-2. Parker trying to reach the big leagues, where his brother, Austin Meadows, is also a Detroit Tiger. So I thought the Orioles was the organization of brothers. The pitch. And a reaching swing and a little flare. Foul just outside of the third baseline. That was trouble with Gunnar Henderson well off the bag at third, shading to pull. Of course, Cal Ripken and Billy Ripken are the reason why the Orioles are thought of in that regard. But we've had a lot in Bowie over the years. The Scope brothers, Jonathan, who's on the Tigers now, and his brother, Charlin. Zach Britton and Buck Britton. Buck, a player and longtime manager now in AAA. Pitch. And a swing and a high pop-up right on the infield. Coming in, Prieto. Mundy calling the Bowie first baseman. And on the infield's grass, it's Mundy to make the catch. And one retired. The runner, Naporti's got to stay at first. And now Luis Carpio, who I don't believe has a big league brother, will step to the plate. How about the other one? Probably the greatest brothers in Bay Sox history were the Joseph brothers. Caleb Joseph, a longtime Orioles catcher, second all-time in games played in Bowie Bay Sox history. And he wasn't on the team that won the title here. Pitch. And a breaking ball strike on the outside. And it's nothing and one. His brother, Corbin Joseph. They both played for the Orioles. Corbin a shorter stint. And Corbin was on the 2015 Bay Sox title team. 0-1 coming. And a lifted foul fly. A pop-up. Hanley's coming over near the seats, but he'll run out of room. As that bounds out of play. That might have hit the... I couldn't tell if it grazed the fencing above the dugout or not. But nevertheless, nothing into the count as Watson works from ahead of the count once more. Watson working here in the fourth inning. He has not gotten through five innings in each of his last two starts. The converted reliever, as from the stretch, a deep breath, and now the 0-2. And a breaking ball bends down into the dirt. Hanley blocks it down beautifully, and the poor team who does not run well stays put at first. Carpio's another veteran. He came up in the Mets system. In fact, he was in this league with Binghamton last year. Signed with the Tigers this offseason. 1-2 pitch coming. And another breaking ball in the dirt, and Carpio did not chase. And that's the part of Carpio's game that has improved. He is seeing more pitches per plate appearance than in any other year in his career. 3.9 pitches per plate appearance is Carpio, and here's the fifth of this at bat. Here's the pitch. Swing and a lifted fly to center. Playable for Haskin going back a bit. On the back pedal, he'll make the catch. And playing it halfway, Naporti will just trot back to first. And there's two down. Now we're talking about players being related to others. Here is Daniel Cabrera, not a bad. I'll tell you, he is not related to the Orioles. Daniel Cabrera, 4-5, and then struggled. He was a player that was rushed so quickly to the major leagues. Outstanding throwing arm for that right-handed pitcher. There's a pitch off the outside, and the count 1-0. Daniel Cabrera of the Orioles pitched 6 years in the majors, was 48-65 with an elevated 5.10 career ERA. As now the 1-0 here to this Daniel Cabrera, and he takes a fastball strike at the knees on the outside corner, and they count 1-1. Now this Daniel Cabrera played at LSU, and he was a teammate with the Bay Sox, now on the injured list, in Zach Watson. 4-1 Bowie leads in the fourth. As here's the pitch. It's off speed and tapped lightly foul. Rolling towards the Bay Sox dugout area. And the count 1-2. It has been a series in which the home run has accounted for almost every run. Last night, 5-0 Erie won it. A home run accounted for all five runs. It's been similar tonight. As here's the pitch. Swing and a lifted fly ball to right. Hall's going back a bit. Still back, but he's got room well in front of the track to make the catch. And the inning is over. So Ryan Watson allowing the leadoff single and nothing more. We head to the last of the fourth. It's 4-1 Bowie on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology.
It's a very special day at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, June 18th, that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Fans that get to the game will have a chance to bid on game-worn Bay Sox jerseys, with all proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own a piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th, with the Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the fourth inning, and the Bay Sox have a 4-1 lead. And here's Maverick Hanley. First pitch from White, and a fastball strike, thigh high on the outside. Get ahead, nothing and one. Hanley, you know, you look at his numbers, and they don't tell the whole story. He had such a tough start as he swings and fouls one on the line back to the screen. He went 3 for April. 3 for 31. You don't want to get 3 hits in a month. If you can count your hits in a month on one hand, that's not good. 0-2 coming. And a breaking ball lifted in the air down the line and right. Cabrera over. It's falling, but it falls foul. And Cabrera goes into the padded sidewall. As it remains nothing in two. Well, Hanley, who really has some pop, but here he is in the month of May. And he's hitting 286 overall. The full picture, he's still trying to lift that batting average up, but altogether, he's really starting to get it going here. And he is a very good defensive catcher. And catcher is a position in which defense is so heavily weighted. As there's a swing and a lifted pop fly, shallow right center, Meadows and Cabrera converge, and it's Meadows, the center fielder, to make the catch. And one down, and Brendan White has come into the ballgame and retired 4 in a row. And now J.D. Mundy, who lined out to the left fielder Carpenter, his first time up, will stand in. He's had a tough series. 0 for 11 is Mundy. The wind of the pitch, and it's off the outside, ball one. It's kind of unique how something that happens in one part of the field can affect another. Shane Fontana and Zach Watson, two Bay Sox outfielders, going on the injured list this week as a pitch is off the outside, ball two. And Bowie's a team with really two first basemen. Mundy and Dashbach have shared time all year. But now Bowie is starved for outfielders, and Dashbach's in left as a breaking ball strike. And the count is 2-1. And what it is doing is getting both of them in the lineup each and every night. Dashbach is on deck here. 2-1. Swing and a miss through a fastball. That was just beneath the belt. On the inside half of the plate, and the count 2-2. If you're struggling a bit, that's what you want. You just want to get in there and try to work your way out of it as he lines one foul. And they went right after Mundy with another high fastball. And he lined it sharply off the second level, and it bounced down below. A fan of the New York Mets, Sam, made a nice catch. As a backdoor, a bag of peanuts. So the question is, did he make the right move there, right? I mean, do you protect the peanuts or do you go after the baseball? I think he's happy. Pitch. Yeah, there's another foul, well struck. On a line to the screen. 3-2 the count. Now it looked like an unopened bag of peanuts. That we could have a hygiene etiquette question. If the peanut touches the ground, you're going to crack the shell, right? I mean, you can still eat that thing. 3-2 coming. Backdoor breaking ball, strike three. And Mundy had thrown away the bat, and he was heading towards first. It looked like it may have been just off the outside, but they got the call. First strikeout here for Brendan White. And there's two down in the inning. And here's Dashbaugh. The Bay Sox getting their first big inning of this series of the first. As a breaking ball misses in ball one. You know, they had only scored 6 runs in the first 4 games of the series. And they really had not led much at all. As a fastball's down and away, ball 2. And for Bowie to get 4 in the first in front of a nice crowd here at Prince George's Stadium, how big is that? 2 2-run homers of the inning. As here's the pitch, and it's too tall, a fastball, ball 3. Low dash bot. Matt has spoken to this recently. A guy that always sees pitches in and at bat. The 3-0 coming, and he takes a strike on the inner half. I'm a little surprised that Andrew was walking to first. That was a heater. And had the inside part of the play. And the count is 3-1. He gave the sales job. The next one. And a breaking ball dips down low, ball 4. So Andrew did not take the bat off his shoulder there. And he extends the inning, and Adam Hall will now stand in. Good to see Hall getting this at bat, right? He got hit in the hand by a fastball this last time up. He looked like he was in quite a bit of discomfort. He stayed in to run in that inning, but sometimes you will see a guy come out a little bit later, pitch, and it's too high, ball 1. You know, they'll stay, they'll run, they'll play a little bit longer, and then they'll say, okay, this is still bugging me. That's really good to see Hall stay in this game and have this at bat. He is tonight's right fielder for Bowie. 1-0 coming. And he takes a strike just beneath the belt on the outer half. Of course, Hall was drafted as an infielder, played a majority of his time in the lower levels of the minors as a second baseman, and had never played in the outfield till last year. As he's late to a fastball, cutting and missing, strike 2. But you really couldn't tell it now. He looks pretty comfortable out there in the outfield. And Hall is altogether a very good athlete. Pitch coming. And he's down swinging on a breaking ball. So a 2-out walk, nothing more. And we now head to the 5th inning. It's 4-1 Bowie on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Welcome back here to Prince George's Stadium. Top of the fifth inning, 4-1 Bowie. New pitcher is on, the left-hander Cam Bishop. And now with a call, here's Matt Sabatis.
So Bishop takes over, replacing Ryan Watson. It'll be a no decision for Ryan as he only finished four innings. But it's a 4-1 Bowie advantage, and that's what matters most. First pitch home to the right-hander Chris Rabago is flared foul right side out of play. It's nothing and one. It's 9-1-2 here in this half inning for the Seawolves, starting with Rabago, then back up to the top of the lineup at Dylan Rosa, then followed by Andrew Navagato. As the bases are empty, nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning, the 0-1 comes in, and it's inside for a ball, 1-1. The line on Ryan Watson is final. He tossed four innings and gave up four hits and one run. It was earned. He struck out five and walked one, gave up a solo home run. It was his sixth of the season, 1-1. Breaking ball misses down from Bishop, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. For Watson, it was his fifth consecutive game with a home run allowed. But again, if that's the only run he's going to allow, then I think everyone would take that if it means Bowie can hopefully come away with a win. The 2-1 misses. Cameron Bishop takes over, a 6'4", 215-pound left-hander, 26th-round draft pick out of 2017 from UC Irvine. Here's a pitch popped up to center. Right center, more specifically, Hudson Haskin is called off by the right fielder Adam Hall, and Hall is the one to make the catch, one gone. For Bishop, this is his fifth appearance overall, and in four of them now, he's retired the first batter he's faced in relief. On the season for Bowie, Bishop has gone 0-2 with a 4.97 ERA, 12 and two-thirds innings of work. He struck out 21 batters and walked only eight. Does have a save in his only appearance, but this isn't a save situation for him. First pitch to Dylan Rosa is a changeup called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Rosa has had a tough day at the plate, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. He struck out half the time he's been up to bat here in this series. The 0-1 swung on and missed low. Count goes quickly to nothing and two. Bishop is coming off of a lengthy stint on the injured list that sidelined him for almost all of May. This is his first appearance on the mound in exactly 1 month. He steps back, kicks high, and fires the 0-2. It comes in low and bounces high off of the glove of Maverick Handley. That one actually shot up into the air, probably about 20 feet. The count goes to a ball and two strikes here on Dylan Rosa. Bases empty, one away here in the top of the fifth inning as Bowie leads 4-1. All five runs in today's game brought to you by Home Runs. A pair of two-run blasts by Bowie in the bottom of the first, one by Hudson Haskin, one by Joey Ortiz, and then a leadoff solo home run in the second inning by Erie's Quincy Naporti. Bishop looking for his first strikeout. Kicks and fires the 1-2. Misses down again, and again it hits off the glove of Handley. Count goes even at two. There's a left-hander up and moving in the bullpen for Erie, so that could only mean it's Jared Toby. He's the only left-hander listed as a reliever on their roster. As the count's even at two on Rosa, Bishop comes set and fires home the next. Curveball in there for a strike three. The lower outside corner, and Rosa is very animated about his disagreement. Home plate umpire sheds the mask as he barks back a little bit, but Rosa has finished his point, turned around, and walked back to the dugout. But boy, did he probably get close there. That's the first strikeout for Cameron Bishop, sixth overall for Bowie pitching, and there's two away here in the top of the fifth inning. In steps Andrew Navagato, first pitch. That one, a fastball called for strike in the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. Navagato 1-for-2 on the day. He's got one of the four hits for Erie. A single in the first inning. He made it all the way to third but was left. The 0-1. Misses down. Another breaking ball, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Navagato grounded out to second his last time up. Last time Bishop took the mound, I said it was exactly a month ago today. He tossed 3 2/3 innings against Richmond, but gave up 2 runs, both earned on just 2 hits. Struck out 6 and walked 2. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up down. And the count goes quickly to 1-2. See if we can pull that game up quickly as we got to go a ways back into the archives. It was a 5-4 loss for Bowie in what was a tightly contested series with Richmond early on. The 1-2 pitch just misses, change up low, and the count goes even at 2-2 on Navigado. The Bay Sox were coming off of a 10-0 win, but Bishop came in and allowed those 2 runs late. Morgan McSweeney picked up the work and eventually finished it out while it was an early attack by Richmond to pick up that win. Next pitch to Navigado misses high, and it runs the count full. First full count for the right-hander he's seen today. The payoff pitch is swung on and grounded foul. Third base side will do it once more. Bases empty, 2 away here in the top of the fifth inning. A 4-1 Bowie lead as they're trying to break out of a 6-game losing streak at the moment. Wynn now whipping in a bit from left field. Sun setting, lights on, but still a good day. The 3-2 misses down a fastball. And the count, well, that's not the count anymore. It's a walk. I'm just so used to saying what the 2 weeks, you get into a rhythm. Just tends to happen. Now goes on to Kerry Carpenter, someone you need to be careful with. Doesn't represent a tying run just yet, but still could do some damage if he gets a hold of one. Here's the first pitch. Carpenter lofts it up the third baseline toward foul ground. Henderson running to the bullpen, but it looks like they'll run out of room. Count starts out at 0-1. Carpenter 0-1 on the day, struck out swinging in the first inning, drew a walk his last time up, but was left stranded at first. He was the only base runner in the third. Runner at first right now here in the top of the fifth with 2 away. The 0-1 pitch from Bishop is a breaking ball, bounced foul off of home plate, rolled over to the right side, and the count 0-2. It is a great turnout here at Prince George's Stadium this evening for a good Saturday night at the ballpark. The kids' park and the carousel over in right field is heavily populated, the inflatables as well. A couple of folks looking at the lighthouse over by the berm in front of the Bay Sox clubhouse, and then plenty on the concourse. The 0-2 is swung on and missed in the dirt for strike 3. It's picked by Maverick Hanley and sent on to first base to complete the putout. Second strikeout for Cameron Bishop ends the inning, and as we're halfway home here at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie leads Erie 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most and aligners. Anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RadSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
Top of the Bowie lineup, 2 up here in the home half of the fifth inning as the Bay Sox lead Erie 4-1. Matt Sabatis with you as Jordan Westberg will lead things off, but he faces off against the new pitcher. Erie dips into their bullpen for the third time and pulls out Jared Tobey. Left-hander fires the first pitch home, and it misses up and in a fastball. 1-0 to start on Westberg. It's Westberg, Henderson, and Haskin due up here in this half inning for Bowie. The line on Brendan White is final, and it was a pretty dang good one. Only gave up one base runner. The 1-0 pitch. Westberg lines one deep out to left field. This one sends Carpenter on the run. He has a bad read on it, and it hops off the wall. Westberg cruises into second base standing. He stops there with a leadoff double, his 12th of the season, and the Bay Sox have an insurance run in scoring position to open up the fifth. Westberg is in eighth in the Eastern League with his doubles. That one might bump him up to seven. But that was a really tough read for Cary Carpenter. He definitely curled on that one in a bit of a funky manner. Not sure if he thought what, but it was 100 miles an hour off the bat and 381 feet away from home plate for Westberg. A well-struck ball. Now here's Gunnar Henderson. They play him to pull, and the first pitch is a curveball from Tobey called for strike on the bottom edge. It's nothing and one. So Brendan White is done. He tossed two innings, didn't give up a hit or a run. He struck out two and walked one batter. And that was his whole line. Lefty Tobey fires the next, and it's called a strike on a curveball inside to Henderson. Count goes quickly to nothing and two. Jared Tobey, a 6'4", 225-pound, 26-year-old lefty from St. Clair, Michigan, 30th-round draft selection in 2018 for the Tigers. He went to Wayne State University in Detroit. Here's the 0-2. Bounces in a little bit on the outside edge, too, for Henderson. Easy one to lay off of, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. This is just Toby's fourth appearance with the Seawolves. He's gone 0-1 with a 12.46 ERA this year. Just 4 1/3 innings of work. He's allowed 6 earned runs. He's already in danger of maybe letting up another with runner at second, nobody out. The 1-2 to Henderson just misses high a fastball. Count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's an 0-for-1 day for Henderson. He walked and scored in the first, flew out to straightaway center in the second. Tobey looks back Westberg twice and fires the 2-2. That one, again, low and away, a slider. Didn't have much to it, and the count runs full. So this is Toby's actually second stint with Erie. He opened the season strong, pitched 2 scoreless innings against Akron on opening weekend, but then got sent down to High A West Michigan after giving up 4 runs against Somerset in mid-April and only recording 1 out. Tobey steps off and looks back Westberg at second base, but no one covers the bag. We'll wait on the full count offering. Tobey then made 4 appearances with High A West Michigan and only allowed 1 earned run over the 4. He's now back with Erie for his second stint. The payoff, curveball lifted out toward deep right field. Cabrera running back, reads it, curls around, makes the catch and falls down. It makes it possible for Westberg to advance. Ductive out for Gunnar Henderson on the line out to right. And Bowie has a runner at third, now with 1 out in the bottom of the 5th inning. And just about every time Gunnar Henderson puts it to the outfield, it's a barrel. 107 miles an hour off of the bat for Gunner. So it turns out it wasn't actually Tobey being sent down. He was injured sometime around mid-April. He went down on a rehab appearance, missed about a month. First pitch home to Hudson Haskin. A curveball misses inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Hudson had a 2-run home run that opened the scoring for Bowie in the bottom of the 1st inning. It was his 7th of the season. Bay Sox had another 2-run home run later in the frame from Joey Ortiz, and that's what has them ahead 4-1 right now. Runner at third, 1 away. Next pitch in. Haskin lofts it up the first baseline, but it's out of play. Count will go even at a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1. Up and in. That one mostly towards Haskins' forehead. He had to duck for it a little bit. Thankfully, his batting stance keeps his knees relatively bent, so he was able to just get down quickly. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike on that missed fastball. The entire infield is in right now for Erie, anticipating a play at the plate. There was one yesterday in which Adam Hall was thrown out. The 2-1 is a curveball and a well-placed one on the bottom edge for a called strike. Count goes even at 2.
Yes, yesterday in the first inning, Adam Hall led off with a double and stole third on the second pitch of the frame, but was thrown out trying to score on a ground ball to short that Hudson Haskin hit. Want to avoid that here, the 2-2. Curveball just barely misses down. Haskin was following it as it came through, and it runs the count full. Haskin counts, strikes out 43% of the time, and walks one-third of the time. Runner at third, one away. The payoff pitch from Toby is inside, and that hits his foot. Oh, goodness. Haskin leaning a little bit on the bat for support, but now he drops it, and he'll head up the line. And that was actually a saving hit by pitch for Jared Toby. If Haskin had gotten out of the way of that pitch, he still would have drawn the walk, and the pitch would have been wild, allowing Jordan Westberg to break for home. But since it hit Haskin, it's a dead ball, and Westberg is forced to stay put. Now the middle infield can play back and try to turn an inning-ending double play against Cesar Prieto. He's not hit into a double play yet in his short double-A career, but he has hit it onto the ground almost twice as often as he has into the air. Again, still a small sample size, though. First pitch to the lefty is called a strike on a fastball away. Count opens up at nothing and one. Prieto singled to the right side back in the first inning through the shift that they have on for him. He's pulled it about 43% of the time so far here in double-A. As the 0-1 is on its way, and it's down and away, back pick to third, and they got Westberg. Oh, goodness. That was ugly. Andre Lipsius snuck in on the back end, and Robago just ripped it over to him. A 2-5 pickoff. And that takes away a massive opportunity for Bowie after Westberg's leadoff double. So now runner just at first and two away, and a 1-1 count on Cesar Prieto. Here's the next pitch. Half swing, called a strike on the outside edge anyway, a fastball, and Prieto takes issue with it. One quick chirp, and now he's back in the box. Here's the 1-2. Kerwin sending Cabrera back a long way. Can he square it up as he backs into the warning track and pulls it down? Turns around to brace against the wall as Prieto got under that one well, but just didn't get enough of it. The Bay Sox get a leadoff double and a man to third with only one out, but can't do anything with it. We're on to the sixth at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie still leads 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. There's plenty to catch in the month of May with fireworks every home Saturday. Hope to see you there.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Standing action here at Prince George's Stadium, a 4-1 Bowie lead. Cameron Bishop back out for his second inning of relief. Struck out two, walked one, stranded the runner in the fifth as he faces off against Andre Lipsius.
Much, Matt. So here's Lipsius, right-handed hitter, slightly open stance, and he rips a liner to deep left center. Haskin on the run back, leaping up, makes the catch. to the backhanded side. A fine play by Haskett. And one retired here to open this, the top of the sixth inning. That's a big play because, you know, Bowie lost a little bit of momentum with the inability to score there in that bottom of the fifth. Erie has been such an outstanding offensive ball club here in this series. As here's the wind of the pitch from Bishop, and it's in there for a strike of the knees. And the count is nothing and one to Niporti. Bishop pitched so well early on last year in Bowie before injury derailed his 2021. As a breaking ball bends down low in the count, now 1-1, and it's so good to see the veteran left-hander getting back to work atop the hill here at Prince George's Stadium. As a fastball misses, or a changeup, I should say, misses down low, ball two. Perseverance, you got to stick with it, battle through injury, and try to work your way to the highest level. Pitch and a line drive near the line and left, curling for the corner, and it's a foul ball. And hit the fence, maybe 3 to 5 feet foul right next to the 309 sign, and it's 2-2. And really great news today on the perseverance front, as the Orioles have called right-hander Cody Sedlock to the big leagues, the former Bowie Bay Sox, and their first-round draft choice in 2016. He's battled through so much, shoulder ailments and the like, the former Big Ten Pitcher of the Year out of the University of Illinois. As here's the pitch, fastball, and late to it, a foul out of play right side by Niporti. He was injured much before he made it to Bowie, did Sedlock, in playoff team. Pitch and a cutting breaking ball down, and the count is 2-2. In 2 years with Bowie, 6-5 with a 4.28 ERA, 26 outings, 18 starts. The second half of 19 and the first half of 21 with Bowie. 3-2 and a line drive foul. On a fastball up, Niporti spoils it, lining it out of play off to the right side. The huge congrats. Quite a journey it has been for Sedlock, but he is now a big leaguer. The wind of the 3-2. Fastball line towards center. Ask him back just a bit. He's got a beat on it. And on the trot to his left, makes the catch. Niporti retired, two down. And now the left-handed hitting, Parker Meadows, will stand in. 4-1, Bowie leads. Now, how many years has it been? Drafted in 16. Of course, there was no 2020, but 27 years old is Sedlock. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball cut and a miss, strike one. Obviously, Bishop trying to take that path a long time in the minor leagues at the A-ball levels as he cuts one that misses in, and they count 1-1. The left-hander drafted in 2017 out of UC Irvine. 1-1 pitch and a fastball in on the hands and a foul straight back out of play that lands just above us in the suite level in the diamond view. Got to check out the suites. They are beautiful here in Bowie. The 1-2 pitch coming. And a foul on a soft line back to the screen off a breaking ball. The Bowie scored 4 runs in the first inning. And they're leading due to that. They lead it 4-1. The next one in the plate. Yeah, Meadows is hanging in there here with 2 strikes. Bishop's first outing in some time here for the Bay Sox after 4 solid innings from Ryan Watson. Pitch, and it's off speed and down. And the count is now 2-2. But it is great to see him back out there. He has not pitched in about a month's time since April the 28th against Richmond. He throws, and a check swing and a fastball up and in. And it hits the bat of Meadows on a pitch that was probably, I mean, it was near the strike zone, but maybe a bit up and out of it. This is now the fifth outing of the year for Bishop. He delivers. Swing and a miss. He got him down to any Meadows. And in a long at bat, Bishop comes out on top. His third strikeout in now two scoreless innings of work. Down in order, Erie. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Another new Siebel's pitcher entering. We'll tell you who right after this. 4-1 Bowie leads on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you standing on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Back bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1 Bowie leads, and the Bay Sox. How about this? This is now the fifth Erie pitcher. Five. We're about to have to go to the second hand here to count these Seawolves' arms tonight. Right-hander Nick Kusia is in. Second time we see him in the series. He's 2-3 with a 5.74 ERA. As he delivers to Ortiz, and there's a line drive to left. In out of Carpenter. Oh, it hung up for him. And coming in on it, he makes the catch. Now, I didn't notice beforehand, but Carpenter may have been a little bit shallow there. And he makes about a belt-high catch, one pitch, one out. And Maverick Hanley now to the plate. 4-1, the Bay Sox lead it. As Kusia throws. And a ground ball to the right side, going to his left, sliding, unable to glove Carpio, and it sneaks into right. And Hanley with a seeing eyes single here with one down in the sixth inning.
Yeah, I've said this a couple of times. You look at some of these numbers, and they're really easy to digest. Maverick Hanley hits it to the opposite field more often than any other place on the field, but they still play him a little bit to pull, and that always puzzled me.
And he also is ready to swing out of the gate, is he not? My goodness, we've seen him put the first pitch in play so often on this homestand. Here's J.D. Mundy, one-on-one down, and the pitch. And there's a strike. Carpio was shaded up the middle, and if he's just playing straight away, he'll more than likely make that play going to his glove side left. The 0-1 coming. Hard hit ball, fair down the right field line, heading for the corner, trying to dig it out, and having to chase after it, Cabrera, around third, Hanley, and he'll score! It's an RBI stand-up double, an absolute rocket shot off the bat of J.D. Mundy, and Bowie's on top, 5-1. That ball was scorched. And Cabrera went to get it in the corner, and he didn't get it. It was no air. He didn't misplay it. It took a hard carom off of the fencing and foul ground, and it kicked very almost parallel to the right field wall. And Cabrera was having to kind of tuck his tail in and chase it. Here's Dashbach, and he takes down an inside ball one. We finally have a run bat that was not brought home via a homer. It's been a while. First of the night for either side here. The next one. And a breaking ball stays in, very close. And the count is 2-0. Now this is what we thought we'd see from this Bowie offense. And what I mean by that is really productivity all across the lineup. The ability to do damage, not just from a few guys here or there. Well, boy, how big would it be for Bowie to get Mundy and Dashbach really going here? The pitch and a breaking ball strike on a 2-0 delivery in the count 2-1. Activity has commenced in the Bay Sox bullpen. Left-hander Easton Lucas is up and throwing. Bishop throwing two scoreless today. Big swing and a miss now. And a 2-1, one-strike fastball. It was over the plate and 2 to Dashbach, who has struck out and walked in this game. Mundy's got an aggressive lead. Here he comes. And a breaking ball popped him up. A reaching swing. Shallow center. Meadows in and a bit to his right. He'll make the catch. And retreating to second, Mundy. There's two down. And now Adam Hall will come to the plate. They had to wonder if that pickoff play that got Westberg behind at third would maybe take a little bit of the wind out of Bowie's sails in this game, but Bishop was able to work a solid six, and now the Bay Sox have added a big insurance run. Remember, Bowie had scored six times in the first four games combined in the series. They have five tonight, and Hall chops it off the glove of the pitcher. It's bounding out to short. Everybody's going to be saved. Mundy up to third. It's an infield base hit for Adam Hall. Right off the glove of Kuzia. And he took enough of the starch off of it that there was no play to be made. And now Jordan Westberg, who did rocket a double his last time up. Boy, he's been a doubles machine here this year, has he not? He'll stand here. 5-1, the Bay Sox lead. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball dives down and away, ball one. Good take there by Westberg. They play to pull Carpio up the middle. Navigato, the shortstop, shading towards the hole. Runners at the corners, the pitch. And a cutter taken for a strike. 88 miles an hour on the outside corner at the knees. That's a tough pitch. The count 1-1 as Kuzia delivers. And a chopper over the hill. Carpio behind the back at second, gloves, and throws out Westberg by just a hair. Now the inning is over. Bowie leaves him at the corners. But they do get a big insurance run on the RBI double from J.D. Mundy. Lucas is coming in to pitch when we return. 5-1 Bowie on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, it may be on Sunday, May 29th, but get ready for the Bay Sox first Catter Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's heard of Bark in the Park, but now you can bring your kitty out for a relaxing afternoon of ball. And if you get here early enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catter Day t-shirt, courtesy of the City of Bowie. You can get your tickets now for the first ever Catter Day at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
a 5-1 Bowie lead. We go to the seventh inning. Cam Bishop worked well today. Two innings, no hits, no runs. A walk and three strikeouts in his return here to the active roster. And now Bowie will turn it over to the left-hander Easton Lucas. And with the call of-
right, with his return to the active roster being two scoreless innings, that's a great way for Cameron Bishop to just set the table for what should be a good finish to the first half for the lefty. Handed off to another lefty, though, Easton Lucas, and the first pitch home to Luis Carpio. Misses down a breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0 to start. Carpio riding an 0-for-2 day, a ground out to short and a fly out to center. Bowie ahead 5-1 here in the seventh as the next pitch is swung on and missed down. Count goes even and a ball and a strike. Easton Lucas for Bowie, a 6'4", 180-pound left-hander, acquired by the Orioles in 2019 in a trade with Miami. Next pitch, curveball, misses inside just a bit, and the count goes to 2-2. On the season with the Bay Sox, Lucas has made 8 appearances. He's without a record and a 6.61 ERA. 2-1 pitch is swung on and lofted out toward the right side, but foul. This one will get out of play up toward the second level of the bowl, and the count goes even at 2 on Carpio. Lucas has tossed 16 and a third innings this year, 17 strikeouts, 9 walks. He's allowed 3 home runs. Not a save situation, though, as Bowie leads by 4. Here's the 2-2. Fastball knuckled into the Bay Sox dugout. Look out. Hopefully no one was sitting back on the bench. Everyone up in the front railing is okay. Count stays at 2. Bases empty. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning as Bowie tries to break out of this six-game skid. The 2-2 pitch from Lucas is in there for strike 3. Got him with that hanging curve. Picked up a couple of strikes early with it and used it again for the punch out. That's his first strikeout of the day for Lucas. 9th overall for Bay Sox pitching. And now on to left-hander Daniel Cabrera. Lucas is coming off of a very tough outing against Hartford earlier in this homestand. He actually made 2 appearances against the Goats, but his last one was the tougher appearance. As the first pitch to Cabrera is called a strike, fastball on the bottom edge of the zone, it's nothing and one. Lucas came in a game started by Ryan Watson as well for the second consecutive outing as the 0-1 is flared foul left side, count to nothing and two. He came in the seventh inning, started with a quick ground out, but then gave up single, walk, and RBI double. Eventually, 3-run home run to Michael Tolia, 4 runs total. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive, bounced in toward the shortstop. Joey Ortiz picks, fires to first, and it's there. 6-3 put out, and there's 2 gone. 99 miles an hour off the bat for Daniel Cabrera. A good screecher, but he's 0-3 on the day, and there's 2 gone. Here's Chris Rabago. One of the 4 hits today for Erie. Lefty on righty. As the first pitch comes in and Rabago takes it inside, that one nearly got him on the gut. 1-0 to start. Rabago against left-handed pitchers this season has only made 2 plate appearances. This is just his 8th game of the year. Remember, the primary catcher for Erie is Dylan Dingler, the 1-0. Flared out toward right field and down for a base hit just in front of Adam Hall. A soft line drive gives Rabago a multi-hit day and extends the inning now with 2 outs. It goes back to the top of the lineup in Dylan Rosa. Designated hitter Dylan Rosa. Now, Rosa's had a very tough time when it comes to finding the strike zone and agreeing with the umpire. He struck out 3 times today. The first pitch, Rosa watches down, pitches in the dirt. Runner takes off as it scoots away from Hanley. He picks it up on the foul ground left side and can't go anywhere with it. Rabago advances on the wild pitch. So puts runner into scoring position now with 2 outs. Still a 5-1 Bowie lead, though, so not in any danger of tying runs just yet. Lucas would still much rather have a scoreless inning, even if he does let 1 run across. Rosa. Lucas looks back second twice and fires. The 1-0 misses down, and the count goes to 2-0. Rosa on the season against left-handers. He's also had not too much time against them, simply because this is only his
seventh game this year. 1-for-5 against lefties. Does have one of his two home runs. Two runs driven in and three strikeouts. Runner at second, two away here in the top of the seventh. 2-0. Misses wide, a fastball, and the count goes to 3-0. Doesn't seem like there's that much of a need to dance with Rosa at this point. He was a dangerous hitter in the first two games of the series, but he's really quieted down, has struck out 5 times in his last 6 plate appearances, the 3-0. There's a curveball called for strike on the outside edge of the zone. Count goes to 3-1. Andrew Navagato on deck. He's riding a 1-for-2 day. He's reached twice but hasn't scored. Lucas sets a hitter's count on Rosa. The pitch. There's the curve again. It misses high, just barely. A 2-out walk for Rosa. Just his 4th walk of the season against what's now up to 17 strikeouts. First walk given up by Lucas. 3rd overall for Bowie pitching. And now it's 1st and 2nd with 2 away for Andrew Navagato. Maverick Handley comes out for a quick chat. Make sure the signs are squared up properly, especially with runner at second base. And now gets behind the dish to face off with Navagato. It was a single in the first inning for Navagato, and then he went 1st to 3rd on a stolen base and an error by the catcher, but was left stranded there as Ryan Watson struck out 3 batters. First pitch home. Right-hander lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Nothing in one to start. Navagato also grounded out to 2nd base in the 3rd inning. He drew a full count walk against Cameron Bishop in the 5th. That was the only base runner that Bishop had allowed. Depending on how the rest of the game goes for Erie, but it's looking good for him with 2 scoreless innings. The 0-1 misses down, a changeup, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike on Navagato. Again, of course, when starting pitcher doesn't finish 5, it's official scorer's discretion on which reliever pitches most effectively. Bishop has got a pretty good argument. 1-1 the count. Pitch home to Navagato. Breaking ball misses inside. And the count goes to 2-1. I can see in front of us here in the press box, Brandon Becker, the hitting coach, his wife and child are just getting all sorts of attention from fans and from one of the Bay Sox longtime front office members, Darlene Njoli. That baby is just, it's a crowd pleaser right now. Here's the 2-1. Grounded slowly over to short. Ortiz gloves, underhands the short way to second where Prieto grabs, and the inning is over. 6-4 choice, and as we stretch here at Prince George's Stadium, the Bay Sox lead 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and the Tackle Box team store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Half of the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie holds on to a 5-1 advantage.
Well, of course, trying to increase against Nick Kuja, who's back on the mound after giving up a run in the sixth. He faces Gunnar Henderson, Hudson Haskin, and Cesar Prieto here in this half inning. First pitch. Henderson watches a fastball called for strike in the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one. 2-3 and 4 in the lineup. Henderson 0-2, but walked and scored in the first inning. He's flown out in his two following plate appearances, the 0-1. Called a strike again. That changeup hit lower middle. Henderson realized he probably should have gone after it, and the count goes to nothing and two. They play him to pull again, and he calls for a quick time. But I was listening in on a conversation Henderson was having with a reporter the other day, and he was saying how much effort he's put in to flatten out his swing on the top of the zone, and it's made sense. He's really barreled a lot of those balls out. The 0-2 comes in low, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. And it makes me think that a lot of these pitchers are trying to respond to that by pitching a little bit lower in the zone, because maybe that would mean a little bit of Henderson's work on the bottom edge has suffered. The 1-2 misses away, and the count goes even at two. But in all honesty, when they pitch low, Henderson just lays off of them and draws the walks. You can't beat him. The 2-2. Check swing. It's down and away. So starting from behind 0-2, Henderson works it full. The second full count he's worked today, he's worked to a three-ball count in three of his four plate appearances. Base in the inning, Kuja takes his time and comes set. He's got to deliver, finally does, and the payoff is served on a line into center field, and it throws the center fielder off. Meadows ran in, he should have ran back, and it's over his head. Henderson goes to first, he's on to second, he's headed to third, he slides in safely. Gunnar Henderson, second triple of the year, leads us off here in the seventh. Oh, buddy. 107 miles an hour off the bat for Gunner. And what more can you ask for from him at this point? He's got hits in three of his last four games now for Bowie. And he's an insurance run standing 90 feet away for Hudson Haskin. The whole infield for Erie will play in as Huddy steps into the box and waits for the first pitch. It hits him again. Oh, gosh, that one was square on the back. So that's the second time Haskin has been hit by a pitch in this game, and it's already been the trending storyline that he's the most liable this season. He's been tagged by 9 pitches this year.
Oh, my. They might name the ice bath after him.
You know what I'll do? I'll print out a little name tag, or I'll just take his nameplate from the locker room and just tape it onto the ice bath. Just say, this is yours now, sir.
Haskin corner.
So first and third, this is relatively similar to the last time Haskin was up. There was a runner at third, and he got hit by a pitch. But now it's with nobody out, and Cesar Prieto will step in. First pitch, left-hander, swings through a fastball up and in. He was really trying to pull it.
He actually hit the catcher.
On the backswing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was making, he tried to tap Chris Rabago, say, hey, are you okay, man? I'm sorry about that. I don't think Rabago even noticed. He just stood up and was ready to throw it back to the mound. But it's 0-1 to start on Prieto, who's 1-for-3 on the day, a single and two flyouts. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a line drive shot, first base side, but foul. That one a good little line, but pulled too hard from Prieto, who has pulled it. All of his batted balls have gone into right field, one to straightaway center. But it's first and third, still nobody out, but now an 0-2 count. The pitch, Prieto swings and gets just a piece. He hung on to that one, barely above the dirt, to stay alive for another 0-2 offering. Leadoff triple by Gunnar Henderson that put Parker Meadows in the spin cycle in center field. Hudson Haskin hit by an inside pitch, and now an 0-2 count on Prieto. The pitch, bounced foul, first base side. That one much weaker, in on the hands, and the count stays. Well, Prieto, when you watch that pitches per plate appearance stat that I like to bring up plenty, his has been pretty low to start, so to get this deep into a plate appearance is rare for him so far. The 0-2, swing and a miss, chases on a changeup down, and he's down on strikes. First strikeout for Nick Kuja today. So far, just the sixth overall for Erie pitching. And there's one away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And we're going to get a pitching change. So out comes manager Gabe Alvarez. And Erie's going with a right-hander. We'll tell you about him in a little bit as we continue with the bottom of the seventh. Bowie up 5-1, and they've got runners at the corners with one away. Stick with us. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. 1-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
The seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie leads 5-1. The Seawolves make a pitching change as the Bay Sox have runners at first and third now with one out. Nick Kuja, he got himself into another tough little situation after a leadoff triple by Gunnar Henderson, partly due to Parker Meadows having a poor read on the batted ball into center field, but still a great hit by Henderson. And then he hit Hudson Haskin before picking up a strikeout. The line on Kuja is not final. 1 1/3 innings. He's so far given up 4 hits. And at the moment, just one run. Could go all the way up to 3. He struck out 1, didn't walk anybody, didn't give up any home runs. And it makes way for Billy Lesher out of the bullpen for Erie. 6'4", 215-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Jacksonville, Florida. 17th-round draft selection in 2017. On the season for Erie, Lesher has made just 3 appearances, a 2.45 ERA without a record in 3 2/3 innings. He struck out 1, hasn't walked anyone. Here's Joey Ortiz, first pitch to the right-hander, misses wide. They thought about backpicking Gunnar Henderson, but Robago doesn't throw it. When they backpicked Jordan Westberg, there was a left-hander in the box, so it's a little bit different now with a right-hander in the box. Robago will have to go around him. Here's the 1-0. Ortiz watches a slider called for strike in the lower inside corner, and the count goes even at 1. Bay Sox ahead 5-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ortiz, he pushed them ahead 4-0 early thanks to his 2-run home run in the first. It was a pair of 2-run blasts for Bowie. Here's the 1-1. Slider misses down and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Now, Lester's got a very interesting motion. After he comes set, he half step up and back down without really moving the foot. Now, it's not really a balk because it's part of his regular routine and he does it every time. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Called a strike. Fastball hits the outside edge and the count goes even at 2. Now, balk rules are obviously very, very murky and a lot of times it's based on some umpire's discretion, but it's about the pitcher not trying to deceive the runners, and he's doing the same thing every time. The 2-2. Flared foul right side, and the count holds. So it's not really deceptive if he's doing the same thing every single time he delivers. Everyone can expect it because he does it every time. I remember last year when Lesher was pitching against Harrisburg, manager Tripp Keister, he was one of the most vocal antagonists for Lesher's movement. Here's the 2-2 to Ortiz. Grounded third base side. That's a fair ball. Into the corner as Henderson scores. Haskin heads to third. Does he get the wave? He does. Moore sends him home. The throw's on its way. The slide is in time. They go back to third and they get Ortiz. But it's a 2-RBI double for Joey and the Bay Sox lead 7-1. A perfectly placed ball up the third base line, kicked up some chalk as it just skipped over the bag. And Ortiz has his 10th double of the season. RBIs number 21 and 22. He's up to 4 in this game. And while there are 2 outs and now base is empty, the Bay Sox get plenty of cushion now, a 6-run advantage. Here's the first pitch to Maverick Handley, misses high, and the count starts out at 1-0. So there are a couple of fans that are just kind of casually screeching out balk while Lesher's on the mound. There's nobody on base at this point. You can't balk when there's no one on base. Here's the 1-0. This one, a soft liner, picked on a bounce at short by Navagato. From the edge of the outfield grass, he zips it to first in time. 6-3 put out ends the frame, but not before the Bay Sox pile on out. Two RBI double by Joey Ortiz, and the Bay Sox lead 7-1 as we move into the eighth. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbry, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
And it's been a fun one as Bowie's got a six-run lead to try and break this six-game skid. Easton Lucas back to the mound for Bowie, faces off against Kerry Carpenter, and we hand it off to Adam.
Hey, thank you, Matt. Boy, it really has been in front of a nice crowd. And the Bay Sox trying to end a long losing streak here tonight. And those two big insurance runs have given him some breathing room. Here's the pitch to Kerry Carpenter. Straight back out of play. And the count is nothing and one. Yeah, maybe you knew it was going to be a special night when we had the annual 1K beer run sponsored by Bud Light tonight as a fastball's up high. And the count is at a ball and a strike. So what is this? It is three laps around the field for fans an hour before the game. As a breaking ball popped up, foul, third base side. Gunnar Henderson over near the Erie dugout. And with room on the side warning track, he makes the catch. And Carpenter retired, one down. Here's the deal. Here's the catch, per se. You run around the track one time, you got to drink a whole beer. You can carry it with you, but you got to drink the beer. And then you take the second lap, and then you got to drink another beer. And then you run a third lap, and then at the finish line, you get a drink and finish a third beer. Here's the pitch, and Lipsius takes a fastball away, ball one. I'm happy to report that a local media personality won the race this year. Pitch, and it's down low, and the count is now 2-0. How about that? Adam Longo of our local, I believe, CBS station here in the D.C. area has won, did win the beer run. Here's the 2-0. And a lifted pop-up behind first. Prieto going back in the shallow outfield grass, calling off Mundy and making the catch. About 15 feet fair. Lipsius retired, two down. And now Quincy Naporti will come to the plate. So Adam won first. A guy in a yellow kilt won second. I have to say I was rooting for him. Sorry, Adam. And then one of our good broadcasts, Pratt Street Pyro guy, as there's a chopper to short, backhanding his Ortiz. On the first in time. Naporti retired a very quick 1-2-3 inning. And our good friend finished third. The one key beer run, maybe Sparky Bowie today. 7-1 the Bay Sox lead. Back with the bottom of the eighth after this on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Great night here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie the one. Here's J.D. Mundy in for the left side as Lesher delivers. And he beats Mundy with a fastball. And the count is nothing and one here to open this bottom of the eighth inning. I know you already had a four-run lead, but Erie has been so explosive offensively in this series. As here's a strike on the outside dealt, and it's nothing and two. You just don't feel comfortable. But to get a run in the sixth and two in the seventh, I think now you do. There's a fastball up high, ball one. 4-1 there for a long time. You felt like Erie had a good chance with a long ball to get right back, even with Bowie. As here's the pitch to Mundy, and he swings and misses. Well, they really worked Mundy away, and he couldn't get to that one, which was down and away, and there's one retired. And now Andrew Dashbach will come to the plate. Well, Bay Sox fans, we hope to see you at the ballpark tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day. And it will wrap up 12 games in 13 days here at Prince George's Stadium. And the Bay Sox are going to be on the road for two straight weeks following as a breaking ball misses in, and they count 1-0 here to Dashbach. Once again, in minor league baseball now, you play these week-long series. So it's almost like you're playing back-to-back series against the same team. 1-0 coming. And a fastball strike on the other half. Count evens. So Bowie has played 12 in a row at home. They're about to play 12 in a row on the road in Altoona and in Harrisburg. Here's the pitch. And it's off the outside, a fastball. Ball two. And then with that, the Bay Sox will come home for a week against Binghamton, who is a team that has struggled this year. And then they're right back on the road again as a cutting pitch off the another patient at bat, 3-1 the count. So not only 12 in a row, but 18 of the next 24 are on the road. Here's a 3-1 pitch. And there's a strike, fastball, thigh high on the outside corner. Dashbach has not swung the bat in this at-bat. He's a guy you could tell he looks for a pitch in a certain zone and looks to drive it. And I think that is really an approach the Orioles want to see from a hitter. Here's the sixth pitch of this at-bat. 3-2 coming. Fastball, beat him with it. Swing it a bit, strike three. A 92-mile-an-hour heater that was right down the middle. And there's two down in this eighth. And now Adam Hall will come to the plate. Seven runs, nine hits, one error for Bowie. A run on five hits and no errors for Erie. Hall at infield hit his last time up. He's been aboard twice as Lesher now delivers. And there's a liner towards the middle. Weakley struck. Charging at short. Navagato barehanding. Throwing, but not in time. It gets by Naporti, the first baseman. But backing him up, the catcher, Rabago, nicely. And Hall is aboard with his second consecutive infield single. That was like if you're golfing and you've got a short chip shot and you chip it up on the green and you put that backspin on it and the ball just hits and dies right next to the hole. And he hit a soft liner, and when it hit the ground, it just stopped. And here is Jordan Westberg, 1-for-4 tonight with another rocketed double. As Lesher's ready and now delivers. And a lifted foul fly out of play off to the right. And the count is nothing and one. So Westberg's hitting a huge batting average. It's not really that far away from what is the league's batting average. But he's got a 796 OPS. That's well above the league average. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut. He challenged him with a fastball. Just beneath the belt, right down the middle. And the count 0-2. Obviously, the OPS is a number that really tells a much clearer story as to the productivity of the hitter. Runner goes, pitch, down and away in the dirt, and Hall's got another steal. That's his second of the game. I don't know about stealing a bag with a six-run lead in the eighth inning, but Hall just did it. And for Adam, he's now got nine stolen bases in as many attempts. Bay Sox have been very savvy in their base stealing this year. They are 30-for-36 in base stealing. That's really an outstanding steal rate. Gunnar Henderson's 12-for-13 leading the way. Hall off second. The 1-2 to Westberg. Reaching, swing and a miss on a slider off the outside. Strike three. So a two-out infield single left at second. And we head to the now top of the ninth inning. Bowie 7. Erie 1 on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions and fun at Prince George's Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by DCA Imaging Systems. It's our mother and son night out with special ticket packages available at BaySoxShop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA Campout. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your scout can camp out in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out more and get your tickets now.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
sounds so good to say it. The Bay Sox have a 7-1 lead. We go to the ninth inning. And coming into the ballgame for Bowie, the new pitcher, right-hander Nolan Hoffman, has entered for the Bay Sox. As Hoffman, the tall, side-winding right-hander, this might be the fastest, speediest broadcaster in the league. As Hoffman deals, and here is the out-of-breath Matt Sabatis.
Just be aware if I pass out here, Adam, is the first pitch. It's called a strike to Parker Meadows. Now, you gave them the introduction of why I am out of breath here, did you?
I did not.
So, I had to come to Parker Meadows. Oh, goodness, I actually might pass out. Checked on. Called a strike away, and the count is nothing in two. So, they've got the bumper ball game where you put on these giant inflatable bouncing balls over your entire body and crash into each other.
Yes.
And for liability reasons, it has to be an employee of the Bay Sox. The 0-2 by Hoffman misses inside to Meadows, count to a ball and two strikes.
And Matt just found out why, for liability reasons, it's got to be an employee.
But here's what matters. Here's what matters. I won.
Yes.
I came out victorious and sprinted up to the press box as Meadows launches one out toward right field, but not too deep. Adam Hall ranges to his right and pulls it down for the first out of the inning.
Matt, I'll give you a moment to breathe. Easton Lucas fared very well tonight. Two innings, one hit, no runs. He walked one and struck out one. And the Bay Sox bullpen, which two nights ago really was ravaged in the 17-1 defeat, has thrown four scoreless innings in this game today.
But again, it was a lot of help with the rain-shortened game yesterday. They all had the day off. That was a big boon. Now on to Luis Carpio. First pitch to him is a breaking ball that misses just wide. Count starts out at 1-0. Bay Sox ahead 7-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. Looking to break out of this lengthy skid that has been plaguing them for, well, the better part of 2 weeks now. The 1-0 slider called for strike on the outside edge. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike.
Yeah, it's really been the first tough homestand for the Bay Sox here this year, frankly. They've struggled on the road.
Here's the 1-1 from Hoffman inside. Well, that's going to be the toughest pitches to read from Hoffman, especially if you're a right-hander, because you don't know when they're going to break. He usually gets enough late break on them that it can shake you out of the box, but still work its way in to hit the zone. Two balls and a strike on Carpio. Here's the next from Hoffman. It swung on and grounded slowly to third. Henderson, a long run in from the infield grass. He rips it to first. That was a great throw by Henderson. There's two away, and the Bay Sox are one out away from closing this one out.
And a good sign of Hoffman's movement right there. And you got to be ready for that as an infielder, and no doubt about it, Gunnar Henderson was.
Well, only 65 miles an hour off the bat. That's going to be a tough play for really any infielder. And Henderson, well, he made it about as smooth as you could. Lefty Daniel Cabrera represents the last hope for Erie, and the first pitch is swung on and missed down, a fastball. Count opens up at nothing and one. Cabrera 0-for-3 on the day. He grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. That was in the seventh. Hoffman riding two consecutive scoreless innings after tossing a scoreless inning in his last outing. The 0-1. Swinging a grounder foul, first base side. And the Bay Sox are one strike away from picking up the win. It's just a three-pitch offering for Hoffman. That fastball, slider, change work. But when you come in from that heavy sidearm action, boy, it can really do damage. They look for a pitch away as the 0-2 is on its way, and it swung on and pieced foul. Off of home plate, and the count holds. Again, at this point, I'd have to imagine winning pitcher would go to Cameron Bishop. Tossed two scoreless innings, allowed just one base runner, and struck out three. And it's not a safe situation for Hoffman, but it would be so nice to just close it out this way with a 1-2-3 inning. Right-hander sets. The 0-2 to Cabrera. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went with the changeup down and away. And the Bay Sox are winners once again. A 7-1 final this evening in Game 5 of this six-game tilt with Erie. Oh, that's a relieving win for Bowie, no matter how you slice it. Great power early, key hits late, and great pitching from start to finish.
Boy, you know, Erie hadn't just won that. These games prior, they had been dominant, so this is an enormous game for Bowie to just stem the tide. Cam Bishop pitched so well tonight, coming off the injured list. You had a huge night from Joey Ortiz, who is such an important part of this team. I mean, altogether, it was a great, great team win and a fun atmosphere.
So we're going to step aside real quick. When we get back, we'll get started with Bay Sox postgame after an impressive 7-1 win for the Bay Sox this evening. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, what a fun win it was tonight in front of an incredible... As the Bowie Bay Sox get back into the winning track, breaking their six-game losing skid with a 7-1 win tonight over the Erie Seawolves. We get rolling from Prince George's Stadium with Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis and Adam Pohl alongside. As we start with a recap of this one, we go all the way back in time to 6:37 p.m. when first pitch came home from Ryan Watson to Dylan Rosa. After a quick strikeout, Watson did get into a bit of a jam when Andrew Navagato singled, stole second base, and advanced to third on a throwing error on the steal attempt. So it was runner at third and only one out, but Watson rebounded big and struck out the next two batters, straining that runner in third. And that set the table for Bowie in the bottom of the first. Jordan Westberg struck out swinging to open the frame, but then Gunnar Henderson drew a trademark walk, and Hudson Haskin, well, he made a big statement to drive him home. Here's the 2-2. Haskin serves it out toward deep right center field. Meadows running back, feeling for the wall. It's gone! Hudson Haskin says goodbye. A two-run home run, and the Bay Sox take the lead here in the bottom of the first. Well, Adam Wolf, coming into this game, had not allowed a single home run all season. 29 and two-thirds innings of work. He hadn't given up one long ball. But immediately after Haskin's home run was the first of the year for the pitcher, Prieto, Cesar Prieto, single to right field. And Joey Ortiz, well, he joined in on the fun. Next pitch, Ortiz crushes it out to left field, sends Carpenter on the run. He looks up, and it's gone! Joey Ortiz says goodbye! His third home run of the season is Bowie's second two-run shot here in the first. It's 4-0. Well, Wolf would get one more out in the frame. He struck out Maverick Hanley looking. But simply based on the pitches that he had thrown, the number of pitches that he had thrown, there was really no chance for him to go much further at that rate. He was already north of 30, 34 exactly, when he left. So after just two outs, he was replaced by Zach Houston, and Houston pitched fine. finished out the... Meanwhile, though, as Ryan Watson went into the top of the second inning, he had been having his own troubles with the home runs at this point in the year. He had allowed home runs in four consecutive games coming into today. And, of course, Erie has been so home run heavy in this series, you had to expect them to hit at least one in this game, and that one would belong to Quincy Neoporte. Super blazing, but he locates well, and he pitches with good conviction, never gets rattled, the 2-1. Swing and a line drive shot. This one's probably gone. Oh, goodness. Dashbach running back. He looks up, and there it goes. That's the fifth consecutive game that Ryan Watson has allowed a home run in, his sixth overall allowed this season. Quincy Neoporte's leadoff solo shot is his 10th of the year and cuts into the Bowie lead. It's 4-1. Well, it looked like Watson might be running into a little bit of trouble after that home run, but fortunately, thanks to this great play by Joey Ortiz, he got right back on the horse. Another 3-2 to Meadows. Swinging a flare out toward left. Ortiz reaches and makes the catch! Joey Ortiz, he's doing it all today! Full extension over the shoulder, and there's one gone. Well, the fireworks starting to go here at Prince George's Stadium, and there were plenty of fireworks to be had for Bowie as each side went quietly through the third and fourth innings. The Bay Sox did get a little bit of a rally brewing in the fifth when Jordan Westberg led off with a double and advanced to third on a flyout, but he was picked off by the catcher, ending the potential rally for Bowie. They came up scoreless in the fifth. But in the bottom of the sixth, they got it going again. Maverick Hanley singled with one out, and J.D. Mundy, he stepped up big.
The 0-1 coming. Hard hit ball, fair down the right field line, heading for the corner, trying to dig it out, and having to chase after it, Cabrera, around third, Hanley, and he'll score! It's an RBI stand-up double, an absolute rocket shot off the bat of J.D. Mundy, and Bowie's on top, 5-1.
As things progressed through the sixth inning, the Bay Sox had turned it over to Cameron Bishop in relief, and he pitched well. It was his first appearance in about a month's time, thanks to a stint on the injured list. But no hits, one walk, three strikeouts. It was excellent work for him. And the Bay Sox paid him back in the seventh inning after a leadoff triple by Gunnar Henderson. Hudson Haskin was hit by a pitch, and Cesar Prieto struck out. But following a pitching change, Joey Ortiz stepped up immediately and hit hard against Billy Lesher. Here's the 2-2 to Ortiz. Grounded third base side. That's a fair ball. Into the corner as Henderson scores. Haskin heads to third. Does he get the wave? He does. Moore sends him home. The throw's on its way. The slide is in time. They go back to third, and they get Ortiz. But it's a 2-RBI double for Joey, and the Bay Sox lead 7-1. After that, the Bay Sox could lean on Easton Lucas and Nolan Hoffman for the remainder of the game. Lucas tossed two scoreless innings to work it into the ninth, and Hoffman pitched a perfect ninth inning with a pop-out, a ground-out, and this fantastic strikeout of Daniel Cabrera. The 0-2 to Cabrera. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went with the changeup down and away, and the Bay Sox are winners once again. A 7-1 final this evening in Game 5 of this six-game tilt with Erie. So once again, there's your final. The Seawolves score one run on five hits with no errors. They left on seven. The Bay Sox score seven runs on 10 hits with one error. They left on six. Cameron Bishop is the winning pitcher. He moves to 1-2 on the season. Adam Wolf is the losing pitcher. He falls to 3-2. No save as the game was played in 2 hours and 33 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 3,826. With the loss, Erie falls to 25-19 on the year. Their 4-game winning streak is busted. They're now 12-11 when playing on the road. With the win, the Bay Sox move up to 15-27 on the season. Their 6-game losing streak is over, and they're 10-15 when playing in front of the home crowd here at Prince George's Stadium. Well, Adam, I said it at the tail end of the final call there. Just wire to wire, a convincing win for Bowie. Good power, key hitting, and great pitching throughout.
And I really thought that getting out to an early lead tonight was the reality of playing from in front. Bowie has been behind in so many games. They had a rested bullpen, and they really got just a great night on the hill. Watson, Bishop, Lucas, and Hoffman, and the power of the first inning in the end was enough to get it done, as really Joey Ortiz stood out to me offensively tonight as he hit the ball hard 3 times, had a home run, a double, and 4 runs driven in.
You're absolutely right on that early attack. It was the first time all series
that the Bay Sox had scored first. And interestingly, it was a 7-1 final in game one of this set with Erie on top. So, hey, maybe the Bay Sox can turn their tides and rattle off four consecutive wins, maybe mix in a 17-1 final somewhere along the next few days. As we continue with Bay Sox postgame amidst the fireworks here in front of a great crowd at Prince George's Stadium, we'll step aside briefly and come back, walk you through some of the finals in the Eastern League. It was a bit of a funky game over at FNB Field in Harrisburg. We'll tell you about it in a little bit as you're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get two free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, CARE is a walk-in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're back to Prince George's Stadium one final time here for Bay Sox postgame as Bowie celebrating a big 7-1 winner tonight over Erie with a great fireworks show in front of a fantastic crowd at the ballpark. Matt Sabatis and Adam Pohl with you as we get ready to close up shop. Let's go ahead and take a look around the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams in the circuit have finished up. It was Somerset putting on a consistent attack against Portland today. That's been a back-and-forth series between Northeast Division rivals, but the Patriots come away with the win 9-6. It was 7-6 going into the ninth, but Somerset put on a couple of runs in insurance just to make sure. One game still in action right now. It's Akron and New Hampshire. Erie is hoping for the Fisher Cats to make a comeback right now, but it will be tough as New Hampshire did give up a 6-run sixth inning to Akron as the Ducks lead 9-4 in the bottom of the seventh over at Canal Park. If New Hampshire can come back and Akron loses, then Erie will not lose any ground in the Southwest Division standings. But if Akron holds on, then the Bay Sox, or the Seawolves, then the Seawolves will be two games out of first place instead of just one game out of first place. Two other games to a final before we talk about the fun one over in Harrisburg. Reading cruised by Binghamton earlier today, 11-2. Hartford over Richmond, 9-3. And then at FNB Field in Harrisburg, the Bay Sox will visit there in about 2 weeks' time. It was interesting. The Senators scored two runs in the first inning, and they had that lead to carry with them for pretty much the entire night into the eighth inning because, well, Altoona didn't have a hit. A no-hitter going into the eighth inning when Altoona drew three walks, loaded the base, walked in a run,
okay,
got a sacrifice fly to tie the game, and the game went to the ninth, tied at two in a no-hitter.
What?
But Altoona got the hit in the ninth inning.
Oh, they did.
And then in the bottom of the ninth, Brady Lindsley hits a walk-off home run for the Senators. A 3-2
wow.
win for Harrisburg, a much-needed win for the Senators, that they as they were also on a six-game losing streak of their own.
Hey, I'll tell you, Matt, still, though, if you're throwing a no-hitter in the eighth inning, you usually don't have to hit a walk-off homer to win it, right?
Yeah, it's not something that you keep too much of an eye on. You expect to at least have a couple. Of course, not everyone's going to be Jake Arrieta getting a 16-run win in a no-hitter against
right.
the Reds time to time. But that was the funkiest game of the day around the Eastern League. Adam, how are the Orioles affiliates looking today?
Well, first, Baltimore played a doubleheader today against Boston. They lost the opener but did win the nightcap tonight. Rougned Odor hit a three-run third-inning homer, and the Orioles really had a great pitching night at Fenway Park. And they win 4-2. It's an unusual scheduled five-game series in 4 days. So they'll play tomorrow at 1:35. Bruce Zimmerman, the former Bay Sox on the hill. And then the Orioles will have Tyler Wells, who's been pretty good form this year, on the mound Monday night before they come home Tuesday to take on Seattle. So Baltimore has won two of the first three in that series. Biggest news, other than Cody Sedlak's promotion, a great story to the major leagues today out of the Orioles minors, is in Aberdeen, I believe, where Connor Norby, the Orioles' second-round draft choice.
He had a tough day a couple of weeks back.
He got hit by a pitch in the face on May the 10th. You never know. That can put you out for a long, long time. Not that 3 weeks or so is not long, but it's only 18 days, and he has made his return to the lineup tonight. That is really a good, good story for Oriole fans. To see Norby come back so quickly, once again about 18 days ago. Delmarva has fallen tonight. Charleston winning 8-3, the Yankees affiliate in the South Atlantic League. That's low A baseball. Aberdeen is in Wilmington taking on the Nationals affiliate. Aberdeen 29-12 on the year. They're tied at 2 in the bottom of the 10th. Wilmington will have a runner at second to start that inning, trying to win it. Gwinnett is winning on the road 7-3. That's the Braves affiliate in Norfolk right now. The Tides are 22-24 on the year. And, of course, the Bay Sox victorious here tonight, 7-1.
Well, you beat me to it. The score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and a big 7-1 win for the Bay Sox. Back at it tomorrow for the finale in this six-game set. It's Antonio Velez getting the start. Left-hander is 0-5 in the year with a 7.76 ERA, while Erie sends out Austin Bergner, a 1-1 record for the right-hander, and a 2.39 ERA in a rematch of Game 1 in this series. It's a 1:05 first pitch, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 12:45. If you've got the time, we hope you stop by. Until then, though, we say goodbye tonight from Prince George's Stadium. For Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Sabata saying thank you for joining us as Bowie bests Erie tonight, 7-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.